Blog Talk
All right.
Radio.
Yes. Got to give everybody enough time to get back on the show. It did come. Everybody's starting to come again. I'm gonna wait till they kind of come on in before I finish saying what I was saying. That was my boo, yeah. It had nothing to do with Blog Talk. That was my boo boo. Trying to move too fast. Let everybody know we back here. Yes, sir. Y'all just hold on a minute there. Okay. Yeah, a little technical difficulties. Anybody else come back in yet? Yeah, we got them coming. They're coming slow. There's a nice amount of people. I'm hoping they heard me when I said, give me 10 minutes and call back in. Let me send out a few more messages, y'all. Okay, here I come, y'all. Ready or not, here I come. Gotta find you. All right. Let's see. We ain't got back up to the number yet. All right. Another one coming on there. Everybody, let everybody know we back on. If y'all had to text or call people, let them know we back on. Well, when you get to trying to do things in a hurry sometimes, you can make them mistakes. But as I was saying, that I tried to reach out to Dominic at the last minute. I know that he probably not going to be able to come on, but I'm going to encourage him to come on next week and give everybody an update on how things looking, what's going on with the track. You know, this weekend that passed, they didn't really get a chance to super glue it. They say, but it did get right, you know. They ended up where it came around, but they know it still ain't enough rubber on the track. But everybody say how compliment how good the track looked, and it looked like they did a great job. So I'm looking forward to being out there this year and having some fun with them guys, you know. That's what I'm hoping can go down next week. 5 days in the wake up. The explosion's going to happen. We've been waiting for it to happen. Lord help it. Everything's going to go right along. And my prayer is that everybody go down there, have fun, and come back in one piece and everything together. Come back safely so we can do it again. Hoping, you know, it's going to be some mishaps here and there, but I pray that it had, you know, could be the lesson as we need to keep this grudge racing growing now. It seemed like a lot of people that stepped up and seemed like it was a lot of people that stepped up and ready for a little competition, you know, and it, from the chatter now, from the chatter. And then we know right now we probably got more powerhouse cars than we've had in a long time. I mean, I look at my man Vaughn, and he made that blast. That boy looked like he ready. He looked like he ready. I hate to say this, but it looked like whoever lined up beside him, they got a fight on their hand. He wasn't showstopping. They always say, you look good by yourself. Well, beside that man, ain't going to make it look bad at all. He going to look good when he by himself. Because you can tell horsepower. You can tell when a car is actually getting down that track. And, man, that car had a nice little sound to it, man. I mean, that sucker was hollering. If everybody know in the neighborhood that he was in the neighborhood. He's doing his thing. Yes, sir. And like I say, I'd be looking forward to dealing with Mr. Ryan with his Dirty Diana machine. And, you know, like I say, even before the race, we friends. You know, we call each other from time to time. So what y'all hear on the station, it ain't all we conversate about. You know, just conversate just to conversate. So, no matter how it go, which I know we gonna win, because you know they should say the best man win. Man, they don't need to be saying all that. I might as well just say who the best man is. So we gonna win that one, and we're gonna try to move forward to a couple of other guys that's kind of hard headed. My buddy called one of them the commander-in-chief over there, and he seemed like he wanna get at us. And I know that we had not enough seat time to get the potential that we know we're going to unleash in that car down. And if we're going to go against him, we need to know we're at our best. But the rest of them, you know, and maybe him and Tate, we had to make sure we had our best. But the rest of them, we can have stuff there. You know. That's so. Everybody, y'all come on in here, man. And let's talk about some things. I mean, we could talk about technical stuff. We could talk about our track and whoever went out there, what they think about it, you know. I know I was talking to Raylo the other day, and Raylo told me that that he was fussing cars for the first weekend. There wasn't a lot of cars out there, which you know, he right about that. But I tried to tell Raylo that I don't know who knew, because 41 had stated by them doing that work like they did that they would probably be a couple of weeks behind opening up. So when they said they were going to open up, it was like within that week. It was a real short time. And, you know, but that was a good thing to hear. So now that people know that 41 back up and running, a lot of people don't take their cars out see the weather come around a little better for a little longer. And, you know, the street cars right now, they should definitely be out there trying to help put that rubber down on the track. And they say the track started coming around a little later on Sunday. On Saturday, they ran no prep. But on Sunday, they did a regular prep. But they didn't do a whole lot of prepping because they still felt that it wasn't enough rubber laid down yet. So this week coming, hey, it might be enough rubber to make things go the way they want to go. So we're gonna hope that anyway. But next weekend, everybody's going to be in Alabama for all these showdowns at Bobby Cole race. Man, if everything go accordingly, man, they got so many rocky ends that ain't funny. That race should be all time, one of the best all time type races. And we gonna try to do that every time somebody have an event, and we able to get there. That's what we need to do. But at Chicago. That's Chicago. When we go out of town, unless we just have to bump heads with each other, we should just be trying to bump their heads. You know, our faithful Southern people, boy, they are bad acting. And they got some mean hot rods. I don't know what's all going to happen, but I'm hoping it all be good. Oh, I thought I had saw a hand up. Well, I was talking, but hey, you go and put your hand back up. Come on in. That's there we go.
Brother Eddie.
That's my brother Ryan.
No, this ain't Ryan.
Oh, who this?
This is Larry, man.
Oh, hell, you sound too serious to be Larry.
I can't sound, well, maybe I got a topic. I mean, you just actually touched on it, but it seemed like to me, in my opinion, somebody can expound on it, but, you know, they can say what they want to say, and they're going to say what they want to say.
Yeah,
it seemed like the race, the you know, when 41 opened up last weekend, it should have been packed with people. You know, shouts out to YG. He went out there on the streets and dominated, but the 41 should have been packed.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Hold on, Eddie, I ain't finished. It should have been packed. Mm-hmm. And you know, now when the track, now when they close 41, where y'all gonna go? I would like to know. Somebody chime in. You know, where y'all gonna go after you know the tracks close? You know, where y'all gonna go? Everybody get their opinion and everything, but. Like I said, 41 should have been a whole parking lot full of people. Me and my Uncle Rayla was just talking about earlier today.
Yeah, That's just like I was telling Rayla. I say, you are 100% right, but when was people notified that it was going to be open? And because 41 had stated that they was going to be a couple of weeks probably late doing the work that they was doing, and that was understandable. Now, I know I didn't get no word that they was opening up. I seen that on Facebook until a few days before Saturday. And then he stated in that letter that Mother Nature kept them from getting a lot of rubber down, so they was going to do a no prep on Saturday. And then they're going to do a regular prep test and tune on Sunday. Now, there's a lot of people that still don't have their cars exactly where they want to be and making plans next weekend go to Alabama.
I understand Eddie, but if they come to participate and, like, act like they are interested in, because, like, when the track close, where everybody going to go? I hear what you're saying, and it sounds real good.
I don't think that's going to happen like I said, if
you'll
if
never
they
know,
didn't show
and
up,
you
I don't
know what's
mean,
on people's mind. They can actually close the doors on this place. You'll never know. Nobody knows. Because it's a lot of tracks, I'm not going to put them out there, that don't want us there. Us. That don't want us there.
Well, that's true.
I know somebody
going to
come behind
like,
and say,
it seems like 41
won't
us there. It looks like
yeah,
41
so
this year won't us there.
Support your local drag strips, Eddie. That's all I'm saying. Support your local drag strips.
Yes, sir. And I push
I
that.
You know, I ain't got
I
no car.
That.
I ain't got to have a car, but I've been there. Support your local drag strips. That's all I'm saying. People who does
I definitely know that.
That's
too.
All I'm saying.
But if people didn't know the track was gonna open that weekend, and to the last minute, what are they supposed to do? They already made plans. That's what I'm saying. Give them a chance. They'll put the not everybody know they open. Let's see what's gonna happen. I can't knock nobody for this weekend to pass, because if they got the information when I got it, it was kind of hard that everybody going to say, oh, man, I'm going. And they might already had other plans.
Right. Somebody
and some cars
right.
Feel like I said, not
should've.
Ready.
Sorry,
and he had
people
told
last
me.
Minute. Okay.
Dominic had told me that he was going to come on the show and from time to time and get updates. Well, that would have been last Friday. It would have been Friday before that. Would have been a great time that everybody let everybody know there's a head schedule and there's possibly they're going to open on time. You know what I'm saying? So we got to work together with this thing. We got to work together.
I agree. Instead
this,
of everybody
yeah,
running
right.
down south for some strange reason, support what we got here first. Everybody running down south. You know, I understand, you know, for their own reason, but support your local track, what we got here, Indiana, anyway.
Yeah, and there's so many people right now saying so many good things about the track that I would be really just, like, going overboard to say that people still feel the same way about the track, because every time I talk to somebody, they praising what the peoples are doing, and yeah, they need to have
right.
a good track, and they supposed to do it, but then you see the other folks weren't doing it, so, you know, they
yeah,
trying to
true.
Do something good
that's
for
true.
Them. I think a lot of people didn't recognize that, but it just got to come all together.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, this summer, it might be a one of those tracks that's really, really sticky, like the ones down
yes,
south. Might be a real, real good track. It might actually work. People,
that's what, that's what I'm looking forward to be. Yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to be. I'm serious.
I mean, my uncle Ray would say I go there on the bus if I have to. Now y'all say I don't got no car, especially Chuck. You know, but you know I go there
mm-hmm.
you know, if I don't have a car.
Mhm. Yeah. Well, I'm definitely for 41. I'm 100% behind them, and I'm hoping that I can convince people along with my crew and whoever else to get people to show up and get them guys the support they need to keep on doing the things that they're doing. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not going to just go out of their pocket completely and go broke, you know, trying to satisfy
well, that's what they're doing.
Well,
Eddie, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, Eddie. No, that's what they're doing, running down south. You're going to wind up being broke, going to the bankruptcy and all,
well,
they and
gonna,
all that.
They're going to run that. They're going to run down south, and they're going because there's competition down there. The thing is also to get the south people to come up here. Once the south people start hearing good information about their track, I know a few guys, they definitely take the time to come up here and mingle with us, man. You know, they ain't so bad, man. It's just that it wasn't really what they needed up here. Like, what they already got 100 tracks down there is exactly what they want.
Yeah.
And they got real good communication mm-hmm. skills with the track owners everywhere they go, you know. So now
mm-hmm.
we trying to work up that kind of relationship. And I'm going to say for Mudbone and the Clark
mm-hmm.
Salt crew, that 41 is our home track. Also, I feel that
yes,
41, as well as we sponsor them, they sponsor us and the rest of the family. You're talking about, you know, the store, you know, all them guys over there. They sponsor us, you know, so they look out for us. But we're going to get into that a little later on. Some great guys out there.
You attack it early before all the foolishness comes. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Well, we hoping we give you information on the night, but you know how it go. But the foolishness come long as it's, as long as it's good,
yeah,
clean.
Talk about something important.
I don't mind. Yeah. It's cool. It's cool.
That's all.
You know, yeah. You know, also, you got to remember, Larry, it's real close to showtime. And the closer
it is,
it gets to showtime, they squeeze the neck a little bit more. Where they can't talk, you know, because they like, uh-oh, lights was first, camera, now it's time for action.
Well,
so
well
it
seemed like they was trying to squeeze a goose's neck last night. Nothing, I mean, everybody's
yeah,
different. Nothing get accomplished last night. That's just me.
Yeah, that was a hell of a show.
It was.
It was funny as hell. It was funny as hell. Yeah, man. That's why I love that show. It was funny, boy. I heard Tim saying some strange things.
I heard him say it worse than that. I heard him out in his glory. Talking to Tim House.
Yeah, man. That was all right, though. So Larry, you gonna go out and do a little racing this year? You still got that what is that Ford?
I'm gonna have a Ford, but it's not the Ford y'all talking about. I'm gonna have a Ford. I'm gonna come out there to one of y'all races with something.
By
myself.
Most of all, bring yourself. You know.
Yeah, I will. I'm bring myself.
If you ever see my tent over there smoking, you're welcome to come get something too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So after I come through that turn road.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm coming through there with something, man. I'm like you, Eddie. The one button stopped working.
We got quite a few more here now.
Okay.
They came back and some. So we got quite a few more here, man.
I brought it back. Okay.
Yeah, so we.
I'm on mute. Yeah, I'm gonna let them talk. Yeah. I don't want to talk too much about that. That's just a topic I do want to touch on. Let's support our local dragsters. That's all. You know,
yeah,
so we
think
wind
everybody
up
got
to overcome. We don't wind up singing "We Shall Overcome." Mm-hmm. Well, with a whole bunch of race cars on the trailer.
If we can get them street boys to come back to the track, man, that'd be a major thing now. Because I remember one time, boy, they used to have over there by that bathroom rolls of them over there, and then they go out there and race on the track. And when they ran them off, when that team at 41 at that time ran them off, and the police don't really bother them with the drag racing on the street no more, them boys got comfortable. Yeah, out there prepping the streets and everything and doing their thing. But, yeah, you try to get them to bring some of that back. back to the track. There's a few of them that do come to the track. Yeah, but not, they ain't nothing like they were. They used to have that part of, like I say, by the bathroom, rolls up.
Uh-huh.
And then you see them going down that track, man. That's a major, you know, support. That's major support right there, you know.
I remember, Eddie, and he can contest. I remember me, my Uncle Raylo, and a couple more guys. We wanted to race so bad, we was chasing livestock trailers. We just chasing anything to get a race. We had that old hover in the back.
Yeah.
We say up and down the highway. They're going to enclose trailer right there. See, what are you going to do? We was just chasing action. That's how it was back in the day on 59th Street. We were chasing anything that looked like a trailer.
Yeah, man. Well, Raylo better not come out there this year with nothing talking about grudge racing. Put some on his ass.
He'll respond to you.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to put some
on
his ass.
What you going to put on him? What you going to put on him? Mud bone one?
I got to see what he got. It's going to be in the camp. But I got to see what he got. You know, just like last year, you know, he was talking crazy about a motor car. Offered him what he needed, the race, and he said he didn't want no trouble. But I don't like the way he played me and Rob on that bet.
Oh, he told you he want no trouble.
He said he didn't want no trouble.
Oh, he said he
didn't
want no trouble.
He told it to me, but he told it to the man himself. Yes, sir.
Oh, but he didn't say it to you, but he told it to the person. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
That's,
well, I never know my Uncle Raylo to be ducking nothing. He don't got no wet feet now or no bill on his mouth.
Tell him to stay over there on the class side. Long as he shows time, he's safe.
Only time we was ducking is Buckamania. That's the only time we were scared of. Buckamania. Dwight Starr.
Buckamania.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Dwight's car. The only car we were scared
of. Oh, Dwight. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. You talking back in the day?
Yeah.
You talking back then?
That's the only car we were scared of.
Okay.
That's the only car we feared. We couldn't whip that car.
Couldn't whoop us either.
You feeling real good tonight.
And we had some huggers out there.
The huggers. Man, one thing he's going to go down with the ship.
Yeah, he sure did. They were trying to tell him not to race us, and he came out there anyway and got dope pop.
That's the way he is.
Yeah.
That's the way he is.
That's what I always liked about him.
Michael Jordan was my hero. He was always going 59th Street looking for Raylo.
That's up.
And many dangerous Camaros. Hey, we'd have caught you when we had that Yinko. We probably put your head together.
That's what we whooped on.
Oh, with the black top?
Man, y'all only had one. Only other thing I think we tried to race was Wayne Malibu. That's our head over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember if we ever got that off because we had went up on the Skyway and lined up, and the police kept running us off.
You ran
Terrio.
The hood came. The hood came off.
Of yeah. Well, we ended up on the Skyway, but we started at back of the yard, and we got ran off there, and then we didn't get it on that night, so the next day we went on and went up.
The streets all wet.
Yeah, yeah. I came on, we ever got a chance to race that boat. That was a nice boot.
that was a bad car, too.
All right. Yes, sir. Come on.
Open the lines up, Eddie. I know they're mad at
you. Hey,
open
how you doing?
Lines up. I'm going back on mute.
All right.
Do you want to know?
Huh?
Do you want to say something?
Sorry about that, y'all. I had a visitor come in, one of the nurses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I can't understand why my main man, the greatest co-host in the world, ain't came on to talk to me.
Who? Who, Chuck?
Mm-mm.
Who you talking about?
He be on every show here supporting it. No, man. When did you last time you heard Crooked Letter? Hey, greatest co-host. Could you hit the one button? Super co-host. Could you hit the one button?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
If you got time. That's so you gonna make it to Alabama, Larry?
No.
Wow.
I ain't got no business being down there. Unless it's a $1 million bracket race, then I'll go.
Oh shit, what's going on here? Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest co-host in the world. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Big Eddie?
Oh, everything
kid.
Good, kid.
What's happening?
Wonder Kid.
Yo, no,
ain't
Big
nothing
kid.
Too much, right?
Shit, nothing much, man. What's happening?
The Bulls is through, kid. The Bulls is over with.
Yeah, well, I didn't think I'm gonna go that far.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
they did what all they could do. You know, they didn't have no help. No shit.
They
missed about
they
four
ran
or
out
five
of
players. Mm-hmm.
They ran out of gas.
Yep.
Hey, kid.
Yeah,
who's fastest woman in pro stock? Erica Enders.
Say what now?
The fastest woman in pro stock. Erica Enders.
Yeah. Yeah, she is a bad woman, though.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. We still looking for bets on a Dirty Diana versus Mudbone. We still looking for bets.
Oh, man. Y'all ain't locked in all them bets yet?
No. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
We got quite a few, though. There's definitely been some money passed on. Yes, sir. There's been some money passed on, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, well, it won't be long now. About six more days.
At 5 days in the wake up.
Yeah, be hell to tell the captain then. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm just glad it's on the a Thursday, then a Friday, so I can listen to it all real good.
It's real good.
Yeah, right.
Just hoping they get a little bit better weather report than what they got going on right now, though.
Oh, no, don't tell me Mother's Report bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, we got to, you know how this, that shit move around. It's, by
yeah,
next
yeah,
weekend, shit might not be going there. Yeah.
Yep.
You don't know which way the wind going to carry that shit. That's up. That's up. Some boxing coming on. Yeah, man, where my people at? Come on here. I know somebody got some kind of question. Want to say who their favorite person is that they trying to get some more locked in.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time. Ain't no need you know, getting scared to say anything now. The time is near.
Mm-hmm. You know, one button stop working. Hey, kid, one button stop working. AT&T do. AT&T do cut the one button off.
And,
no, it's working. They just want to sit back and listen.
If,
oh, okay.
So, kid, did you have you been to fly on the wall? You heard anybody, you know, say some things about our new 41 surface?
I haven't had
no report on that yet. Yeah.
Nope.
I mean, I know some cars with computers had to. Had to go down the track and they could let people know where they fixed it.
Yeah, I think they're supposed to have some supposed to have some nostalgia pro stockers out there this weekend or whatever.
Ooh wee.
Okay. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Midwest Pro Stockers. Midwest Pro Stockers.
As long as they keep laying down rubber, it'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get a hand up here. All right, Mike.
Yo,
Mike,
what
up,
Ed? What up, kid? What
What's
up,
going
man?
On,
How
Leroy?
Doing?
What up, Leroy?
Man,
what up,
it.
Leroy?
Man, you got to play boy. Man, what's going on?
I don't know,
oh,
man, but you know I know the answer to this question I'm going to ask you. But I'd like to hear them, hear you say it. Is
Uh-oh.
You ready? Is we ready to go? Is we ready to go? And how you feel about the time getting closer?
Man, I'm excited. My fist still balled up. I got every bit of energy that I've been had. I still got all that. Fist still balled up. I ain't gonna ball that motherfucker. I got a big duke too. And
that's that shifter hand. That's a shifter hand, Leroy. That's a shifter hand.
No. Yes, sir. Hell yeah. You know, no, it's these motherfucking. You know, I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to Cal City and some other people. I ain't gonna name them yet, but
okay.
You know, we gonna get past Thursday. You know. You know, we're going to get past Thursday. I'm looking to, you know, murk motherfuckers like certain other people. So, man, we're going to have some fun, man. Yeah, but I got all the energy I've been had. It ain't going nowhere. Yep, yep.
Yes, sir.
Fist still balled up. Yep, but it's all good, man.
It's going to start
Hell
sweating
yeah.
a little while, Leroy. Don't unball him. It's going to start sweating a little while.
No. I don't have sweat glands in my hands.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. I got you.
I'm good, bro. I ain't going to do no sweating. But we good, though. Yeah, you know. You had a long goddamn day, man, getting these goddamn tow vehicles and shit right, getting it together, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So I'm whooped the fuck up, you know. Yes, sir. Yeah, getting it together. Went to get a goddamn alignment, goddamn, and they named all type of shit. That was fucked up on
what?
I said, you cocksucking son bitches. I say, can y'all goddamn it get busy on it? These motherfuckers say, we can't do it to Tuesday. I say, that's some bullshit there, Jimmy. You motherfucking right, that's some bullshit. Yeah, but it's cool. We're going to get it together.
Did you tell him you was trying to get on the road, mm-hmm. goddamn it, at least by Tuesday or whatever? Shit.
You got that shit right.
Yep.
Shit. Yeah, but we're going to get it together, shit.
Uh-huh.
Hey, just go
yeah,
by the pod.
Kid, kid.
Go by the pod list at, go by the pod list they gave you and bring it out here. I don't take it.
Oh, no.
Oh,
we,
man.
We good because if one tow vehicle break, just like, you know, one tow vehicle break, we got about three more around this motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we got bag up, so we good. We good. Hell yeah, we good.
Yeah, don't want to put no pressure on you, Big Ed.
Yeah.
No, man.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, sir. Yes, y'all heard what Tupac said?
Uh-uh.
He said he was always told, don't go to war unless you got your money right.
Yep.
Yes, sir. It's time, baby. It's time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
I know everybody.
About that time.
You know, everybody's ready for some new heroes of Chicago. And, we plan on trying to be here for y'all. Oh, I got a hand up here. What up, brother?
What's going on, Big Eddie?
What happened, man?
Oh, yeah, not man. Much, man. How the panel doing? Everybody good?
What up, Drag Nation? What up, Drag Nation?
What up, Sean?
What's going on? What's happening? What's happening? Man, I leave out on my way to work at 2:30, 3 o'clock, you know. Phone started ringing at 4 o'clock on 4 o'clock on the head about who I want. Why ain't nobody heard from me betting? I'm like, man, you know what time it is?
Yeah.
You on your way to work, right? I'm like, yeah. So I've been on the phone with them guys from probably 4 this morning to about 7 something. Got off the phone with them, then got on the phone with another batch of guys. And they trying to change the bet on me.
What you said they trying to do, Sean? Hold on. What they trying to do, Sean?
They want me to, okay, one group of guys, well, one bet I got, I finally got a head-up bet. The other guys, they want bet on the gap. And I said, well, I ain't seen no car. Only car I ever seen run was Ryan last year.
Sean,
I ain't seen much.
Is the person that keeps screaming the gap, is that damn Double D?
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh,
you
man.
Know that,
yeah, Double D was
you
one
know,
of
that goddamn, that goddamn Double D ain't worth two dead fly smash. I don't know what to say about him. That motherfucker there, boy, I don't know what to say about him. Yeah, tell Double D is
driving
my
trying to get his bet on.
Yeah, he ain't trying to bet on that W. He ain't trying to do shit.
I'm betting on that W.
You know, Man, I'm trying to be, my brother, I ain't got nothing but love for him. I hate that he didn't got in our way, but we going to get past that. I'm trying to be nice. We going to get past that part, and then I want motherfuckers, man, I want to say these names so bad, man.
Hold on. Don't say them yet. Just hold on.
We call him Smoking Joe. Smoking Joe Fraser. I want some of that ass. That's all I'm going to throw out there. Smoking Joe. That's what I want. My brother, I ain't all excited to get my brother. I want me a bad motherfucker. They call him a little old cub or whatever the hell they call him. A motherfucking cub. That's what the hell I was. You know what he said? What he had the nerve to say to me? He did say to me. He said, "I'll beat the fuck out you." I say, "You a motherfucking high nigga."
What?
I say, sit down, Joe.
He didn't say that.
That's the motherfucker I want. That's what I want. I'm going to give y'all another motherfucker here. He got a black motherfucking car.
Oh, man.
Black car?
Oh, yeah. He got a black motherfucking car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get that ass. He ain't going to be... Man.
It's hard to hold it in. Ain't it hard to hold it in?
Yeah.
I understand. I understand. I promise you.
I hope they know we had motherfuckers black.
What's going on, preacher boy?
Ooh, what up, preacher boy?
Can I give him a hint, too? I'm doing fine. Can I give him a hint, too?
Hell no, preacher boy. You already started. I heard you. I heard what you said. Everybody know who
don't
like
tell
Joe Frazier around this motherfucker. No, you going to hear it way before then.
Okay.
Motherfucker told me motherfucker said, "I'll beat the fuck out you." I said, "You a lying monkey ass." I said, "You a lying monkey ass."
So in other words, he was being very disrespectful. Is that what you're saying?
Uh-huh. You took the words right out of my mouth, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was.
He was being disrespectful.
I'm trying to get up their ladder. So I already spoke on it. We working our way up that ladder. So we're gonna get past Thursday. And then we're gonna start addressing the situation at hand. I promise y'all that.
Oh.
Yeah, I promise you that. We're gonna deal with this shit. Yep.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. I feel that somebody about to come on and say something.
Let them come on in. Bring their motherfucking ass on. Come on, bring your monkey ass on.
Oh man. Dang.
They already know who they is. Bring your monkey ass on.
Mm-hmm.
We say, come on out the dog, huh?
I'm gonna show a motherfucker some balls around this bitch.
They hit me on this motherfucker talking shit.
I'm talking shit so they can push my buttons and flat my back pole up so I can get down on the ass. Come on. Come on, Joe.
773-7157. The mic is open. I guess they didn't want to say that.
Look, I think the cat got some tongue, man.
What did you say? Call that number again.
773-7157.
That's me. Can you hear me?
As who?
Can
yeah,
you
I
hear
you.
Me? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to talk to you before you go down south next week, cause you got a raise next Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
I need to talk. I need to see you before then. I got something I want to give you the bet on you.
You ain't
okay,
going down there, baby boy.
I got you, brother. But let me tell you this: they not really betting like that. They didn't pull back on me. I got more money in my pocket. They ain't even trying to bet me. So we ain't got, but hopefully somebody will step up and ball their fists up or whatever. But, you know, I'm with you. We will talk, and if we get somebody, we'll try to get somebody to bet. But they ain't jumping out the water like fish. You
okay,
know?
Well,
but
let me say this. About a week or so ago, that dude named Tate, he was on there saying he was taking
mm-hmm.
all motherfucking bet.
Well,
somebody get Tate on the phone. Somebody get Tate on the phone.
I don't know, but I'm here though, and I do whatever you want me to do.
Oh, okay. Well, damn, I need
my
I
man.
Need,
yeah.
Who can I?
Larry.
Who,
I'm gonna call you.
All you gotta do is run into me.
Right.
Hey, it's Principal Boy.
Right.
Run into me.
I got to call you back, man. I'm going to cussing these niggas out right now, man. I'll call you back.
All right. How can I get in
touch
with you?
You running to me.
Huh. Oh, okay.
What'd you say, Bobo?
I just didn't say, how can I get in touch with you before next Thursday?
In a little bit, I'm going to get we'll go through. I'll give you my number in a minute. Well, I had a kid call you and give you my number. We work it out.
Okay, that'll work. That'll
I got
work
you. Sloaney can get it, too.
Okay.
I like that, man.
Okay. All right, well, that's all I had to say.
Okay, sounds good.
So what I got to do to get off of here, nothing?
Just hang up.
Hit the one button again.
Okay.
Alright.
Yeah. Let's check it out.
All right,
Bubba. Okay.
Man.
Hey,
Leroy.
They
bagging
on
up on me.
Hold on, sir. I'm going to put you on mute. If you want to say something else, just hit the one button again, okay?
No, I don't want
to. All right.
No, you can hear us.
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
You can hear us. But just hit the one button two times if you want to come back in. But right now, you're
going
to be able to hear the whole show.
Okay.
All right, John, go ahead.
For me? Oh, I thought you put me on mute, Eddie.
Hey, no, I was talking to Bobo. Hey, Bobo, you still hear me? I'm getting the right spot. Just hit the one button one time right now, and you'll see what I'm saying. There you go. He out of the queue now. All he got to do when he's ready to come back, throw his hand back up. I like that, Leroy. Got people calling in want to get that money, man.
That's Chi-Town love.
Yes, sir.
Man. But,
no, that's
the
temp.
Say that again.
That's the people's temp.
The people's temp. Oh, man. Well, y'all don't understand. I've been trying to figure out a way to get down there on Thursday, but my boss ain't having it.
Hey, son.
I can't get that shit right. Yeah.
If you heard, who playing that music in the background? Cut that shit off.
I thought it was you, Eddie, with all that
music.
Goddamn music.
Hell no.
Oh, hang them up. They won't know the difference. Just hang them up. They won't know the difference.
Right, kid. I like that.
Hey, Sean, tell us any chatter you heard about the track yet. What you been hearing? Because I called Dominic, but I didn't get it.
Oh, Dominic don't carry his phone with him all the time. I talked to Brian Rifle, not Ripple, Rifle, and Hate Tank now. Hate Tank said the track was real smooth. It wasn't no rubber down on the track. The cars from Sunday, from Saturday, was the first cars to go down the track. So it's going to take a few more passes, probably this weekend, you know, to get some more rubber down.
I've seen the hang tank blow the tires.
Yeah, he did it twice. Yeah. He made six passes. He did it two times that I know of. He went down the left lane, and he said they left the same tune in from last year, and he went down the fourth, made six passes. The fourth pass, he went down. He went straight as an arrow, but he said in the left lane, and then in the right lane, he went straight down, straight as an arrow. He said the track was real, real smooth. He just needed to put some more rubber down. Once he gets some more rubber down, he said it probably some of the fastest cars, and this is his word, he said some of the fastest cars from around this way, they all going to be back at 41. He said just watch and see, And then the guy I don't know what the hell that thing is, man, like a rat rod, who won the shootout. He said the car just kept getting faster and faster. The track was real smooth, and he said his first pass, he knocked the tires off the first two passes. He said then after that, he can't, he had to get tuned. He tuned the car down, and he went faster. He said, but each pass he made, the car, he kept, inching up on it and kept getting faster and faster. But it was he said the same thing, need more rubber down on the track. But he said the track was really, really smooth. But I didn't get into the technology with anything he asked me. That's the guy that won it.
That was the guy with the Tom Slick car, right?
Yeah. He called it the Rat Rod. Everything on that car is custom.
Yeah, Tom Slick.
Yeah.
Tom Slick.
That sucker there, man. The car is amazing to me.
You probably don't know about
because
Tom Slick,
so long. I used to go to track with Tom Slick.
I'm talking about the cartoon,
Tom Slick used
man.
To live. Oh, yeah, well.
I'm talking
about that.
Damn.
I didn't know they had a cartoon called Tom Slick.
Yeah, man, it sure did. But that's good. That's good deal there, Sean. Got some kind of reading, And they were telling me that where they got to readjust the beams or something because when they took the track down, that it some kind of way it's going to change the rollout. So they got to adjust the beams a little different.
I don't know. He didn't. I didn't even get into that talking to him about that. So I'm not sure. I was mostly talking to the driver.
Hey, well. Well, whatever rollout it is what it is. Shit. But I don't know how many people went out there Sunday. And you figure on Saturday, they should have had a lot of them no-prep guys if they got the information in time. But I don't remember seeing no notice until a few days before the weekend. And there probably wasn't enough time for everybody to get it, you know. So I had to remind Dominic one more time and again. And when they make some changes, he need to call the show and update the people. And that'll keep everybody flowing. You know, we got to work together to get where we want to be with this track. You understand me?
I feel you there.
Yes, sir. We got to work together. I know he'd be a busy man, but he got to make that part of his schedule every now and then. You know, he got to pencil me in sometime and let's do this, you know. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, I feel you there.
I'm 100% behind him. 100% behind him. And we're going to just do what we got to do to try to get the word out there, and the more information that we get, the more information we can pass along. You know. So,
oh, yeah. Definitely. I mean, that works, you know. That works. That, if everything flows the way, like you just said, it, man, it'll work out.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. All right, y'all, where we at? I know somebody got something good to say about somebody. The race coming up. You're planning on being there? Who you want to see win? What races you want to see the most? Come on in here, y'all. Let's talk about it, man. It's 5 days in the wake-up, and it's going down. It's going down. I don't know if my man
Brian
on
here.
Sean, I'm going to call you tomorrow and give you the information that you need, man.
Okay, that'll work.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll work anytime. It don't matter. I've been humping. I was trying, man, to get these cars together. Let's get them ready. I'm about, Eddie, I'm about to name the truck Lil Mudbone.
Oh, man.
Changing the name to Lil Mudbone.
You
man,
said a truck?
My son said that. Yeah, the last 10 truck. My son said, we should change the name. The man, his name Bishop.
You got a 10, Sean?
Yeah, we got one there. Got a little small. It ain't nothing fantastic yet. Give me time.
Yeah.
Just give me a little bit of time.
That's all right.
We're
going
to get it right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So,
we get old Bishop right.
You put the Mustangs and stuff away?
No, man, I had been trying to get rid of it. And so I just decided I'm going to go ahead and play with it until it's sold, until somebody comes and buy it, trade it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really want a street-style car, so... I'll get it traded or sold one or the other.
That's cool.
I really want to get another street style crew.
That's you know
go from there.
You know Chicago Connection is also one of our sponsors. They in with the team to let everybody know.
Okay.
You know.
That's my sponsor, man. That's my number one sponsor.
Yes,
I think everybody already know that. I'll be putting up all the commercials and stuff. Man, my plan was to get down. Man, I really want to get that Thursday, man, for this race. But, man, somebody got to be at the shop. I can't. That's my only dilemma. But if my coworker decided, you know,
let me do
changes, I'll be there on Thursday doing the interview.
I want to do a little shout out to our sponsors here. I got to learn it by heart, so I ain't got to be trying to read it with my blind ass. And I just put a little something together for the people. Know that Chicago Connection is our sponsor. The Chicago Connection, the right connection for all your high-performance needs, nitrous refill, high-octane racing fuel, parts, tires, electronics, and much, much more. So y'all give them a call at 773-229-0655. Again, 773-229-0655. Yeah, so our local, they are located at 6701 West Orchard Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60638. The phone number again is 773-229-0655. Ask for Billy or Jimmy or Adam and tell them you heard it from the Big Eddie Show, from Big Eddie. And again, that is the sponsor of Mudbone and the Clocks Off crew. And we appreciate them guys bagging us. Also, I want to give a shout out to DRC Transmission. Go see Dean for all your transmission needs. Whether it's your everyday car, everyday family car, or race application can be built or built. It can be rebuilt or built. Use the right transmission for your need. He specializes in transmission and also rebuild and build high-power engines. Give him a call. His number is area code 47-364-5523. Again, 847-364-5523. And he's located at 179 Randall Street, Elk Grove Village, Illinois, 60007. And that's Dean. And also let Dean know that Big Eddie and the Clocks Off family let you know. Thank y'all very much. If you didn't have a chance to write the information down, y'all got my number, call me. Hit me up on Facebook and I'll send it to you. These are a great bunch of guys that's really been standing behind us and what we're trying to do. Yes, sir. And there's a few more coming along, but we'll talk about that then. All right, y'all. We'll be back. All right, where y'all at, Sean?
Right.
Everybody still here? Okay.
Yeah.
Get back to the board. I'm trying
to get my butt over here.
Yes, I got a hand up. Hey, got a hand up. Okay.
Uh-oh.
773-2668. Come on with
it. You did. Tell the hand. Tell the hand been up. Yeah, we was about to go to bed.
Well, I was reading my commercial, man. I can't look at the board, man. I can't look at the board.
We're on our way to bed. Hey, Eddie. I want you back. I want you to bag up for a while. Well, you need to stay close to that board. We've been waiting on you for about 8 minutes. But Eddie, anyway, I didn't understand when you were saying you called the man and want the man to come on the show. You need to start going to the track. Don't look at nobody's live feed. You can't always want the man to come and report everything what's going on with the track. And ordinary to find out, you got to find out for yourself. So you got to tell the people the right way. They got to go to the track. He putting the money in it. I don't want to sit and let Eddie get on the show and tell me everything about this track. what you see. They got to go to the track to support it. You want to do support? I want the man to come on. He got to
I like what you're saying, but always communication is better than nowhere communication. Going to the track, him calling the show, him posting on Facebook. You want to get as much out there as easy as possible that you can. So thank you, Leon.
But the most important,
you know.
But Eddie, the most important thing, you have to support. Support ain't watching nobody laugh.
Definitely.
You have to go out there and see stuff yourself.
That's what we push it.
So we all see what he's doing. That, now, the thing is,
mm-hmm.
we got to go in person so we can see what it look like and what it feel like. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't see what the reason for him to come on the phone and explain what he's doing. He's showing it. It's time to come support. That's what I'd rather for him to do. He did his job. It's everybody else turning down.
Well, you're messing me around when you say, I mean, it's enough things going on the show that it don't hurt. You get good information to have a relationship with the people, straight on with the people that go on supporting. And like I said, we don't know what happened this weekend, but he has said, I ain't going to explain this shit no more. I'm going to leave where it is. And I'm just promoting.
No, I know. I know what happened, Eddie. I've seen Tidy Bowl going live. I've seen some
I'm
people going
saying,
live.
I'm
going
to promote. Clocks Off, my radio show, is going to promote to these people out here to beg them to support the track. We know they need the support, and we're trying to get people to understand that. So we're moving in the right direction. We just ain't got the herd moving yet. Just some hard-headed cows out there. You understand?
But I like how you put that.
Well,
it's
still early, too. You can't expect somebody to take a 4-second car or a 10-8-second car and go down the track. And I just seen some street cars get out
there
and start spinning around. You gotta let some cars. You gotta get some glue, get some rubber down that track. You know, again, that's how you get rubber down the track. Maybe he need to have some open testing tunes. Spectators pay in the races, he did free. They put rubber down.
Yeah, yeah.
Because right now it's still too early. You know. Or to let the
mm-hmm.
high school kids come out and burn some rubber and
go down the track.
I don't think you need to get him to come on the phone and explain about the track. The track gonna speak for itself.
It's good to have it's good. It's good to have communication on the phone with the track owners, man. That's just an additive, man. As long as it ain't taking nothing away.
So when the last
it's
time
additive.
Union Grove,
working,
when the last time
I've
Union
been,
Grove came on,
I've been trying to get.
When
this
the last time Union Grove track folks came on?
I don't
on
know about. I don't.
About
I don't know nothing about.
Go ahead, Eddie.
No, I'm through. Let me open this mic, man.
No, I'm just Eddie. You got to listen, Eddie. You got to listen to what you're saying, though, Eddie.
773-22. Your mic is open.
Hey, what up, Big Eddie?
What's going down, Mom?
Man, just taking it easy, man. Just taking it easy. I chimed in a few hot seconds ago and. I understand what Leon's saying, but if you don't know, you don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't comment on
it. Yeah, Marv, the only thing to that, Marvin, ever since I started doing radio shows, I've been trying to get communication with the track. You understand?
Okay.
And now that I finally got somebody that will come on from time to time and talk to the people, well, if they want to ask some questions, Now they talk about they don't need to come on the phone. And I don't need that, man. I don't need that. I don't need that. I like, you got to try to put together your shows and get people thing to talk about and, you know, kind of make up a show to motor Maria. But,
right,
you know, I did this for years trying to get these people to come on. Now Dominica, come on. Why stop them? They might want to ask them some questions head on. They probably can't get to them at the track.
Hold on, y'all. Hey. Hey,
what question you gonna ask them about the track, and they everything they do on Facebook?
It ain't gotta be about the track. It might be some. It might be. I don't know what it could be. Leon, you out at the track, and you might say, "I wonder why they don't do this." Whatever it be, you have an opportunity to speak with the man if you want.
But I can't speak if I don't go there, so I don't know what they got going on. I got to be able to go there to see what they ain't running right or what they operating right or something I don't like, and if I can voice my opinion. But
well, that's
all I'm saying is,
you go there,
to
most
me,
of the people.
Go ahead.
Hey, Eddie.
No, I was just saying, most of the people. Go ahead, Flop. Hold on. I just want to say most of the people that come on the show go to the track. Go ahead, Flop. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, I think the disconnect came when you made the comment that Dominic need to call the show. Like, what the fuck he need to call the show? Almost like it was a requirement for him to call the show to voice the updates and stuff. But I think at the same time, you just saying, hey, let the people know what's going on. Whatever, but I think when you made that comment, he need to call. It might have ruffled some feathers.
Okay, well, you know, I might have used the wrong word, but, you know, all I'm saying is that, you know, I would like for him to call. We discussed it, and he said, he told me from time to time, he going to come on. And, you know, he just ain't had time, probably. I understand that. I ain't holding against that he ain't been back on. I'm just saying, if he can, when he got time, you know, come on, holler at the people there now. Because there's been plenty of times we be at the track and things go down and people want to be able to ask questions straight to the track. You know, I can't tell them what they got suggesting to make.
I figure about next month people to start coming to the track, and you could be able to, I'm quite sure if people start going to the track, they're going to talk about it and say this and say that. They better give us some updates, but I mean, we got to go to the track. I mean, I don't go to the racetrack just early nowhere, but people got to go to the track. And then he said, and listen to what Tom, Dick, and Harry come back and tell you, because he might tell you something you don't want to hear. And you might go find out something for your own self.
Right.
It don't hurt to go find out for your own self. You ain't got to listen to nobody tell you nothing. You might find out for yourself. You just got to support that track. That man put that money in that track, and he showed us all what he done to that track. It's up to the track head of the race if you want that track to be there. We got to support.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I know a bunch of them last week went to Martin, Michigan. It was over 100-some cars up there at Martin, Michigan. And there only were a handful of that 41 Sunday.
Yeah.
Who is that, Eddie?
You said what?
We can't hardly hear you, man. Who that is?
You ain't got to ask Eddie who it is. You know who it is. Yeah, it's Woodrow.
You can't hardly hear you, man.
Hey, man, that's Marvin, man. He got his microphone in the air.
That's Woodrow.
Yeah. Ha ha! This Woodrow, baby.
Marvin, you sound fucked up. You sound.
Oh,
like
hold on. Let me get my earpiece on. Hold on.
That's Woody. Woodrow.
Yeah, it's Woodrow all day.
What is Woodrow?
Do I sound better now?
Yes.
You sound good now.
Okay, beautiful. But yeah, this is Woodrow.
Yes, sir.
That's me. Tim Howe.
I wanted to ask a question. Is Flop on?
Uh-oh.
Is Flop on?
Oh, shit.
No, this
yeah,
is
he on,
man.
Yeah, he on.
Man, I talked to the doctor today, and they said, don't worry about it. Ain't nothing to stress out about. They said, just get you a pedicure and a manicure, and then you can stick your finger and your foot in Flops behind when you need to.
Oh, Lord.
No hang nails, no toenails, just blow his behind out.
Hey, Tim Howe.
Hold on, Marvin. Let me do Tim Howe. I'm okay with sitting down with you all day, every day. But your big puss ass ain't came on, man. to discuss that situation that we had yesterday that you was talking to me about, I ain't got no update from it from you. Now, I done heard bits and pieces, but now you get on the show and want to signify. I don't even want to engage with you tonight. That's how I'm going to punish you.
Uh-oh.
That don't feel good, Leaky. That hurt my feelings right there. Now, I got
to
bring him up
to speed. I'm engaged with you. Don't worry about
yes,
it.
Sir.
I'm engaged with you. I like to engage.
Okay. But Marvin, let me say this. I'm Tim's favorite. Ask any motherfucker. I brighten his day when he can signify on me or with me.
Right.
I don't give a damn if you went at him for 3 hours. It ain't worth like 10 minutes with me.
Right, right. Okay. Oh, shit. Well, you know. All I can do is
try. Going to the race next week, Marvin?
Yes, sir.
You going to the race? Okay.
Yes, sir. I'll be there Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be there Thursday.
Tell the light out.
Yes, sir, I will.
Eddie, where'd he go?
Oh, he's sitting in the cut listening to us.
Eddie, give us a line up on them races down there.
Like what? What you looking for? The lineup? See, Thursday ain't nobody.
I thought maybe he would have. I thought.
No. Thursday ain't nobody but Ryan and Mudbone, as far as I know. Thursday. Now, Friday, you got a whole list of motherfuckers. Let me see.
Yeah.
Thursday is Mudbone and Ryan, and then Friday, you got a whole list.
Hey, Leon, you got to hold on. I'm being moved around right now. I'm on mute.
Oh, I ain't
know it. Yeah, it's all good. But yeah, you got a whole list of people Friday and Saturday. Yes, sir.
Anybody like Deja Vu over Salty, come see me.
No.
Extreme. I ain't getting into the extreme bits. I'm a $50 or $100 man. You want to gamble? Come
oh,
see
yeah.
me.
Oh, yeah.
What do you have?
It's gonna be a rough ride.
Zelle, you got what? You got Cash App? What you got?
I will be on track, sir. On track.
Man.
But for you,
oh man,
for you, I have all of the money transfer systems for you.
Oh, shit. Here we go with the whistle.
Here we go with the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Well,
Tim House with the whistle?
No, that wasn't me. It was somebody else.
Tim. Tim got good lungs.
Now, who is that? What the?
You know how Tim Whistle got strong. You know what he be doing.
Oh, man.
Knee shopping.
Hold on. Damn. Now I guess I'm the only somebody heard that.
I don't know what you said. I couldn't hear.
Man, somebody said, I said, you know how Tim lungs got good and strong? And somebody said, you do a lot of knee shopping.
Oh, man, not the big son of a gun.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess
Good one, sir.
You like doing it. Hey, everybody ain't going to catch you.
Whoo.
Everybody ain't going to catch you.
Goddamn kid on it. What's up, kid?
What up, Dre?
There's a lot of lack of respect on my phone. I know that. A lot of lack of respect.
What Dre is this?
I ain't going to tolerate that much longer.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Hey, kid. I was always told to not sit around and subronulate with a man that want to be invertible.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kid,
yep.
Come on here without no respect. I don't like that. You're not going to just come
man.
In. Hey, kid.
I wouldn't disrespect you there, Big Tim House.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking to you. I'm just saying, I'm talking about this other, whatever, want to come on here and just address you only. He come on my show, and I don't like it.
Well, man, we talked about this before.
Let him mute my mic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If this is his show,
Where's this button at? Mute my mic.
We have people on this show that I know you on somebody else's line.
You got to be hybridic. You can sit on the phone and argue with a man like him. That's why I chose not to do it. So I just chose to just talk to
him. Right. So just do as you're told and give respect. If you don't do that,
what I was told, hell, I had to be about 10 years old.
You to follow simple instructions. Simple instructions, it ain't hard.
Well, if a nigga follow his own plan, it'll work to the best for him.
Sometimes.
If a nigga follow his own plan, it'll work to the best for him, you know.
Sometimes.
You don't make no plan up for nobody else when you can't follow it your damn self. You know
that is a fact.
Never point a finger at nobody because the thing about it is you got about 4 or 5 of them coming right back at you. You gotta know about the similarities of life. Don't never question what I do, because here, look at what you do.
Okay,
straighten them out, Dre. Straighten them out.
This Dre talking.
That's the problem. He talking. He should be listening.
I'm asking. Is this Dre talking? Because, I mean, what he's saying,
yeah.
I mean, that's like rule of thumb. We all know that. So, I mean, give us something else to go by.
Well, if you know about it, then hit the red button on your phone and find something else to come up with.
Damn. No. Maybe we just need to X your ass out and find something new to talk about, because you're talking about old school
shit,
like we done been there and done that.
Hey, nigga, don't ask nobody out till you ask yourself out. See, I always start with self first, then goddamn follow the leader. You know what I'm saying? So
Yes, sir. I did.
Ask yourself out first. Yeah. Ask yourself out first. Then we can follow the chain of command out the move.
Right. Yeah, I hear you on that.
I'm just hearing.
Don't sound no better when you say it, but I hear you. You said what?
Don't just hear me. Put some action to it.
Oh, no.
I think it need to be.
Because what you talking about, that was some shit that was preached fucking 20 years ago. You ain't talking about nothing new.
Damn.
See there? That's what I like. I like that. This man's sharp. I love him.
Whatever it was I said, motherfucker, you listen to it again because your dumb ass still on here talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you this. Sometimes we try to sometimes we try to get the dummy to listen. They too dumb to listen.
That's what I'm saying. So you the dummy for listening and then replying.
You are right. That's right. You are correct. Now go deal with the mangy ass, homeless ass horses you got over there. That's what you
Oh, man.
You ain't doing nothing over here.
Lord, have mercy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, them old sick
like
ass.
That,
hey, man, them old sick ass horses over there. And, you know, you got them at home.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guess what? Huh? Hey, mine, I ain't asked your bitch ass to feed them, so guess what?
You are correct. But maybe you need to ask me to feed them, because I might donate something to your tired ass.
Damn.
I don't need nothing from you, bitch, nigga. You ain't
talking to, man?
You just might need something from a motherfucker, man. Don't count the blessings out.
Marvin might have a brand new pair of Stacey Adams and tap dancing your behind.
Nigga, Marvin don't know who the fuck he's talking to. But I
stimulate
that nigga, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you won't do nothing. Hey, Marvin, take your motherfucking ass on back up to Minnesota or wherever the fuck you at and just chill out.
Marvin,
you on my show.
Nigga.
You can do what you want to do.
Hey, Marvin, when I'm talking to you, do I need any other dick sucker to say anything?
Oh, man.
Hey, man. Listen, I don't know what you got going on over there.
Put some respect on the name and the show.
Pops always want me to say something to him. Fuck you, Tim. How about that?
Mr. Tim House, I like that respect there. Mr. Tim House, that's fine.
No, Mrs. Tim House with a big titty ass.
Lord have mercy.
If I got to go through all that to make sure you respect the show and myself, that's fine.
Hey,
go ahead.
Because I see you got a comprehension problem.
You don't follow simple instructions.
I don't.
It's a problem.
So why keep wasting your goddamn good
ass?
No. Nigga that ain't got
like Mama used to say, you just don't want to listen. I'm gonna put this leather on your behind until you figure out that you don't what you want to do right. That's why they call it Mr. Do Right. And after you keep getting that leather on your behind, then you'll do right. You will do right. I guarantee you will.
I promise. He brings some leather. I'm gonna put some suede on his motherfucking ass.
You're a lying sack of
crap. Hey,
my.
Can't do it.
That's gonna make him. Hey, They're going to make him get his fat ass in line. I bet you that. Look, motherfucker, I got suede I put on your ass, nigga.
That's the big son of a gun you're talking to, Dre.
Hey, man, I don't give a damn. It's the big son of a bitch, Keith.
Oh, man.
Anytime motherfucker riding, man, hey, anytime motherfucker always talking about racing a car that ain't shit, that run off the goddamn road down there. Yeah, I don't even want to talk to that nigga about racing. Never in life.
Man. Come on, Dre.
Right over
so
there.
So what you
want to
talk about, the mangy ass horses you keep in the barn?
Mangy.
I don't talk about
Sway back too. Sway back too. Don't forget Sway back.
Talk about the mangy ass horses you keep in the barn, starving and shit.
Lord have mercy.
Hey Marvin, let's talk about your Sway back ass daughter.
Okay, let's talk about it. Let me hear it.
We ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna do that on this show.
No. Hold on, big
ass. Big ass. You don't run nothing over this way, huh? Because a nigga wants to fuck with Drake.
I would ask you to respect my show, man. We don't talk about families and mamas and all that on here, man.
Oh, we
big
on
ass,
your
please.
Show. My bad, Marcus. See, I ain't even know we don't take care of the show.
My fault.
Nah, Marvin, me and you do that another time. Hey, I'm going to respect that man's show, and I'm going to respect you on this man's show.
Okay.
But I'm
going to
cut your funky ass out on the
scene. Hey, boy, listen.
Nah, we got. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get at you tomorrow. Me and you got a little date tomorrow, huh, boy? So be ready by 8:33
in the morning. Give me a shout. Hey, give me a shout. I love it. Give me a shout. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, we got a date at 8:33. No later than 8:34.
Yeah. There's certain people on the line got my number, so just give me a shout and. Hey, it's all.
Hey, it ain't no problem. Shit. Your number just as easy as any other nigga number on here.
No, I think my number is the easiest. Very simple. Simple as your mama
well,
made to be
right.
Open.
Let the word.
Very simple.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey,
Trey, you going to make it to Alabama?
Man. Yeah, why, Mudbone going
to
be there?
Well, yes, sir. Mudbone going to be there Thursday, getting out the first action. We giving out the first ass with money on Thursday.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, Mudbone yes, running that Dirty Diana, right?
Yes, sir.
Why, Drake, you going to be there?
Big Eddie, you was waiting on this day. It's coming. It's on the way.
It's almost here.
Hey, big,
and I can't wait.
Don't you hear us talking, Jerry? Get out the way.
Big,
we've been talking and waiting on this day. Watch your mouth, son.
Tell that other fella get his car out there.
No,
I can't see you, I guess. Well, hey, how did this race come about on y'all that Mudbone? Now you know y'all both from Chicago. Y'all supposed to be home. It's supposed to be north versus south.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no love lost. Ain't no love lost, but you know we gotta handle our business up here too. You know, among each other.
That's right.
And
that's right.
It definitely ain't no love lost, man. Ryan, my guy. But he drawed on us. We
didn't
draw
on him. You got to get it.
And I got to
correct. I like that, Eddie.
Something else.
He drawed on you.
Y'all.
Just like this scumbag on the phone.
Yeah, he drawed on
us. About to break his back.
Well,
I have to.
And then I wanted to correct something else that I heard was said today, and it was totally incorrect. When Ryan brought on us,
come on, Eddie.
I believe we was on Big Sam's show. and did nobody talk that race with him and Leroy. I didn't say a word. I didn't say no time. Ryan put all the days and time in order himself, and Leroy just agreed to him. Then after that, that's when we found out that the track wasn't supposed to go hot to 5 o'clock, and people were saying that's why he wanted to make a race at 5 o'clock, which turned out not to be true. The track, I believe, Bobby said, gonna go hot about 11. So we do have time to shake down, but I had no input on that race. I even told Ryan, I said, man, we was at the Chuck and Cal City. He jumped in front of them to get to us. I wouldn't have never said nothing to Ryan because I knew he wasn't really the caliber car that we got. He ain't fast enough, but he flying now. He flying. But
hey, he running all right.
I don't think he can.
Yeah, we're going to see if he going to fly.
Yeah, he running damn good.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got quite a few guys up here. I'm going to tell you, we got more power cars than we had in a long time.
Big Eddie, it ain't about
mud bone for the win. Mud bone for the W. Mud bone for the win.
Yes,
it ain't about two or three cars in Chicago that's really fast. Drag out.
Man, there's more than three cars. There's more than three cars in one camp now.
They
can come right down south and compete.
Donye and Drag is about the only cars in Chicago that fair.
No. Let me stop you. Donye ain't been out in a while, so stop it.
He's still faster than all them cars up there.
Oh, Lord. This man living in Texas.
Well, he got a different type of car. He got a different type of car than he's supposed to be.
Hey, that's his opinion, y'all. That's his opinion.
Yeah. Probably faster than all the cars in Detroit as well.
He might be. Now, he ought to Texas be for too. Real. They got slow shit down there. Now, ain't no lie about that there.
Yeah.
That's some old sleep bag horses, huh? I like that.
Oh, man. Not the main horses.
That old ragged-ass red Camaro out there, motherfucker that run all off the track. That must be. I can get that motherfucker every time in drag race and go get him. Hey, you go get him because he ain't going to even stay on the goddamn track.
Oh, man.
I like that one. I like that one.
Yeah. But yeah, it's Chicago got a couple of fast buddies out there. Just a couple. It ain't much. You know, you count on one hand how many of them it is. You know it.
Hey, Big Eddie, I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to let you continue to interview this fake racer. I'm going to go ahead on.
that Gold Nova be out there in Steele, Alabama.
What's up?
What's happening on here? What y'all talking about tonight?
Some bullshit. What up, baby?
What up? I hear the man on here talking about
that
no cars
up. Some regular ass Nova. That Dre talking about some regular ass Nova.
Oh shit.
I bet you don't wanna step to it.
Guess what? You heard him, Dre. You heard him. Who don't? You heard him.
I bet you won't step to it, Marvin. I ain't said nobody. I'm talking about you, sir.
No.
Hey, listen to me.
Hell no, ain't no.
Chicago represents. Chicago represents. So you heard Dick say, who don't want to step to him? You heard him?
I'll tell y'all something, man. Just stay patient, man. Just.
Man, stop. That sound like excuses.
Just be still, man.
You picking and choosing, man. Vic just told you. Who don't want to say
I'm going to give some of y'all the problems y'all want this week. Just chill and be still, man. I'm not saying nothing for a reason.
Let me see your car. I got a street car. What the fuck you think we got? That's a damn street car. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll do a 5-mile drive, and if y'all can hang with me, then we'll run here the fuck up there.
Well, we just gonna run headed the fuck up and not worry
about it. We're gonna do a 5-mile drive.
Last time I checked, you don't dictate what I do.
Oh, okay.
Don't dictate what I do. Let's just race. Let's just have fun at the track.
I told you I got a street car. You said you do too. So. Let's prove we got street cars and we can get it on.
I got street cars with fighting pieces on it, my man.
Listen, I don't care about
y'all
the fiberglass pieces and all that. Let's just prove we got a street car where we can drive up to about 5 miles and we can get it on.
No, I bet.
Well, don't worry about it. Hey, Vic, handle that nigga, man. Get his ass, Vic. Get him.
I'm just chilling, Marvel. I'm chilling, man.
Now, man, get his ass, because he ain't talking about shit.
I'm chilling,
Hey, Marvel, what car y'all trying to put on me, man? What car in Chicago y'all want me to knock ass all loose? I'm exclude Dunye, exclude Taylor, exclude that shit drag out over there. That mud bone shit. I just need the backside and the brake, and I try that.
No. Ain't no begging, homie. Ain't no begging. What you begging for?
Ain't gonna be no damn fool. I won't be a damn fool and run him head up. I know I ain't got a chance.
Why not?
Here.
Hey, no,
Mo Bone
ain't whoop nobody. So what are you talking about?
Man, I wouldn't give a damn.
Sure.
That's a fucking pro mod, Carter.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, man, sit your ass down, shut the fuck up, and chill out. That's what you need.
You're right.
Mo Bone ain't whoop nobody.
I shut the fuck up and leave. You're right. I leave him alone. He ain't finna whoop me.
That's right. Well, shut the fuck up there.
Shut up, nigga. Nobody wanna hear that shit. Well, you still talking, so who won't hear you? You said what? Talking about mud bone against a stock style ass car. Man, please get the fuck. I might as well just hand y'all all the money right goddamn.
Well, you brought that up. Did nobody else bring that up? You brought that up.
I exclude Tate, I exclude Dunye, I exclude that shit drag out over there. That mud bone car, I will run him. I need the backside and the brake. I need to be set out there.
No.
That's why you're supposed to exclude us too, because we don't do that.
No, I can't exclude
you.
Yeah,
you brought that bullshit up.
Can't exclude you, big head. I try you. Just make it right. Make it half-ass fair, and I try you.
Man, stop.
And you say you can't exclude me. That make it fat right there.
Uh-huh.
You got to try to get it up.
Uh-huh. No.
You got to get them horses and then over the gallop a little hard. One thing, he ain't trying to get nobody to break, bro.
What we got in that right now, y'all can give us the backside and the break and still fuck us up.
We just
we take all that and still get fucked up. We've been getting fucked up for the last three races. So.
And you probably ain't lying. So what are you talking about?
I ain't lying, no silly ass nigga.
I'm just saying you probably ain't lying. So what are you still talking about?
But
what are you still mumbling about?
No.
Ain't nobody. Hey, man, ain't nobody brought Mudbone up talking about running the club.
Martin,
so
hey,
what are you talking
Martin,
about?
Marvin, hey, Marvin, just hold on to your love, man. Just chill, bro. That's all I'm going to ask. And low.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, hold on to your old lady, nigga. Same shit.
Man,
the
trying to call you out.
God almighty.
And Mitchell's trying to call you out, and that's a little tie sock like a sock style cop. The mistress with a firebird.
Who's trying to call me out?
Vic, he called your name.
Who is Vic?
Ryan will call your name. I know Vaughn will call your name. Three little probably call your name. There's a lot of cars up in your race, right?
I bet you can't get now one of them niggas to call my goddamn name.
What?
Man, stop.
What do you want to do with that car, man? What are you talking about? Hello?
He ain't talking about nothing.
Ain't doing nothing.
I got to listen to my brother sometime. Can't talk to everybody about racing.
I want to run that nigga Marvin. Marvin do all the goddamn talking. I want to run that goddamn Malibu here. That motherfucker look just like us. That's the motherfucker I want.
No
sir. After I fuck Marvin up, then we can go
everywhere.
That's
a street car, man. Why you picking on the week? Hey, Grudge. Hey, listen, Jay.
Yeah.
I got a Nova in our camp.
Man, fuck it. I want to run your Malibu first. We'll talk about everything else we got later, but let me run your Malibu first. Pussy motherfucker, you running your mouth.
And that's in your class. What you want to do?
You in my class too, nigga. Class in
no.
Fuck, I'm teaching all you, nigga.
No, fuck
Let's
that.
Let's go, mom.
No, fuck that. Mm-mm.
Class in session, nigga. You at recess.
No, you picking
right
on
now,
street car. You picking on street car, man.
Street car, nigga. What street about your car?
Everything. What ain't street about?
Do it got a road change? Hold up. Do it got a road change?
Well, that's for safety. Absolutely, that's for safety. Yeah.
That motherfucker ain't no street car. Then you dumbass.
You a goddamn lie. You a goddamn lie, stupid ass boy. It's for safety. It's for safety, man. Now, if you don't care about being safe, then I don't know what to say about you.
I'm going to safety clip your ass. No Malibu against the motherfucking Grudge. Everybody told race.
Man, get your dumb ass out of here, man. Man, stop.
Yeah.
Hey,
and your
man, you pick
gold,
on the
just like my Yeah, bring that gold motherfucker you got, nigga. I want to let's run for the gold. You know.
Man, stop.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
listen, Dre. They told me you was a pussy, but I didn't believe them. But now I'm seeing that now.
Let me get you some in. Let me give you a little bit of it. Come on, get you a little of it.
You want to give me a little bit of that pussy? You want to give me some of that?
Yeah, so lock in
well,
right.
Give me a spot with the boo.
Right.
Give me a spot with the boo. Give me a spot with the boo then.
Yeah. Give you a spot, all right? I'm going to give you the spot on top of your motherfucking head, nigga.
No.
Don't let him lock the fuck in. Head
to spot. You talking that bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, because you talking about a street car, man.
Yeah, I got a street car too, nigga.
Man, listen.
We'll do a five-mile round trip,
which is 10 miles, and then we come back and get out.
We took Jeff's life, Marvin. Don't talk me to Jeff. Let's lock the fuck
no,
in.
No, the fuck we don't. No, we don't. We don't look just alike. No, we don't. No, we don't.
Let's do three.
We don't look just alike. Stop it.
Lock
man,
in
we don't look just alike. Stop it. We don't
yeah,
look just alike.
Same
stop it. No, we don't.
Both
no, we don't.
Both and everything.
No, we don't. We don't look just alike. We do not look just alike. Stop it.
5 on 25 or better, Marvin.
Hey, they told me you was a pussy-ass nigga you pick on the weak. I hear you. I see
it.
Sounds
like you. Sound
you pick
like
on the weak.
Sounds like pussy. You scared to lock me in, bitch-ass nigga.
No.
Sound
no,
like
no,
you.
No. Make it fair. Make it fair.
You
talking
about,
we'll lock
you
in.
Make it
fair, man. Make it fair.
I won't lock your pussy-ass in and you scared.
Man,
ain't no make it. Shit fair. It is fair, motherfucker. Two gold cars
no,
going down the
fair,
track.
Nigga.
Look just alike.
It ain't fair.
You dumb motherfucker. You scared, right?
Yeah, call me what
fair.
You want, but it ain't fair.
I bet
now.
I see you in motherfucking Alabama. Nigga, I'm going to come over there and
nigga, I'm going to be in Alabama. I'm going to be in Alabama.
Let's lock in. Hey, Mudbone, I apologize for coming over here fucking with your show. Hey, Mudbone, I'm sorry, big ass.
Get that mangy ass nigga off of
your
goddamn phone.
You walking?
He a mangy ass nigga fucking with the mangy ass horses. He need to go attend to his.
Tell him horse eat nuts now in his throat.
No, nigga, tell your horses to
horse
some nuts or whatever.
Hey, Marvin. Nah, real talk.
What up,
dog? What's my time? You can drive your car, huh? Hey, what's the car you can drive your car, huh, Marvin? What's
who?
The car you can drive your car? These
who is
nuts.
Man, get that old ass
these
shit
nuts.
Up out of here, nigga. You ain't never drove a car. How about that?
Don't need to.
Yeah, I bet. You ain't never drove a motherfucking car, nigga. Fuck out of here.
But I'm ready to lock you in. Can we lock in for 5 on 25?
Oh, man, for what? Why would I?
So I can run your full game.
Man, listen, I'm not in your class. I'm not in your class, dog.
I don't class race, nigga. It ain't no such thing as class me. I don't class race, nigga.
Okay, you are faster than me. Hey, listen, you are faster than me. I'm gonna admit that. Now, what more do
you
want?
How you know? We have.
Because I know. Because I watch. I pay attention. I don't want none of that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave you alone then.
Thank you.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Now, you want some trouble? I can get you some goddamn trouble now.
I want some of your trouble. I don't want nobody else trouble. I want yours.
Well, listen, if you want my trouble, I own a red Nova. What you want to do with that?
Hey, I don't run ghost cars.
There ain't no ghost car.
Okay.
No.
Ooh, it's a red Nova.
It's a red Nova.
What car is it? What car is it, man?
It's called Chucky.
It's called Chucky.
Yeah.
Well, I want you to be the bride of Chucky.
You say what?
You the bride of Chucky. You the bride of Chucky. I want you.
Man, get your scary ass up out here, nigga. You ain't no shit.
Nah,
you ain't
like
trying
you
to lock in shit. You ain't trying to do shit.
Hey, man, I'm good. I'll be there. I don't know about you.
Oh, I'll be in Alabama now.
Hey, that gold motherfucker will be there and die. And motherfucker, get out of line.
Well, you know what? Give me a little spot. I'll tell you. Fuck it. Give me a little spot. Give me a little spot. I'll try you.
You got lane.
Give me three in the break. Give me three in the break. I'll try you. Give me three in the break. Fuck it.
You got lane charges. You got lane charges that'll help you.
No, nigga, I said give me three in the giddy up. I'll try you. Fuck it.
Jimmy got his neck broke.
Yeah, I bet. Hey, they told me you a bitch ass nigga that pick on the weak. I get it, and I see it. It's okay.
Damn, man. Well, see, if I'm a bitch ass nigga, you just a whole ass nigga that's weak.
Well, listen. My car ain't in your class, and you're picking on the weak. So, you know, call me what you want. I get it. It's okay. But you,
hey,
at the end of the day, you're still a whole ass nigga picking on the weak.
Hey, send me a picture of the red nose.
Nigga, send you a picture of this dick, nigga. I just told you it's a red Nova that's been on the scene, and the name is Chucky, nigga. Look it up. And we'll take a look. And the red Nova is on motor. We'll take a little spot from the goddamn grudge. Yeah, it's on motor. All motor power. Damn, that little mangy motherfucker got off the line real quick. Is he attending to his
horse? Right here,
Marvin. What are you doing?
I'm right here. What's up, Marvin? I'm right here, baby.
Yeah, I thought you was attending to the mangy-ass horses. I heard you got locked up and shit.
Yeah, don't worry about the horses. We trying to get a great lot there between me and you. Hey, matter of fact, this is what I do for you. I'll tell you what I do for you, Marvin.
Hold on.
He jump out the phone.
Yeah, I'm back.
You got the backside, man. Straight up, no shakedown.
Hold on.
Damn, the show on hold.
Man, I'm finna get ready to take my old ass. This man ain't done my ass. This man. Hey, Marvin. You want the back tire that'll help you against somebody straight out the trade? You want the back tire?
You said what?
I give you the back tire straight out the trade. You got the back tire straight out the trade.
With what? My Malibu?
Yeah.
Why would I do such a thing? Well, that let me know you retarded than a motherfucker. Why would I do such a thing? I got a street car.
Boy, that's a pretty. Hey, boy, that's a pretty gold motherfucker you got there. Killer bees.
Yeah, it's all right. It's all right. Well, give me something worth running. Make it worth my while.
Just like, you fiberglass front down, every goddamn thing, and you shit just like this. Hey, Marvin, you good.
You said what?
You fiberglass front end down. Huh?
Man, it's crazy. I'm all factory steel, all factory glass. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you got a big ass motor in that motherfucker. I'm looking
man,
at
man, get the fuck
you
out
got
of here.
Motherfucker.
Hey, if
you
looking
got,
at the car, you see that little 2-inch cow hood. So how big of a
you
motor do I really
these.
Got with that little bitty 2-inch cow hood? Man, stop it.
Out of that motherfucker. Man, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to fight that shit.
You said leaf spring.
You got leaf spring, motherfucker. Oh,
man.
Man,
get your retarded dumbass up out of here.
You look just like her, boy.
Hey, boy, you retarded, man. I see why they talk about you and them retarded ass horses, man. So you just
I'm trying to get a race like that, man.
You just fucking stupid. And I see why they get down on you for not taking care of them goddamn horses.
I know. Well, I'm going to get iron on you for not taking care of your business at the track. So let's lock in.
Hey, man, listen. You need to lock in them mangy-ass horses you got, goddammit, on steroids and you pumping all type of shit about all the salt in them and all that shit. That's what you need to do.
The nigga talking about the
yeah, that was you need to do.
Want a horse. The poor one, the motherfucker.
Hey,
I got a horse.
Hey, boy. I tell you what, I bet you I own the horse. I bet you I own the horse. Now, how about that?
I bet you own what?
I own the horse. Now, I'm going to bet you that.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know what kind
exactly.
of horse you own.
Exactly. Don't worry about it, nigga. Don't worry about it. I own a horse. I'm going to bet you that. Exactly. So shut your ass up. And, I mean, run somebody in your class, man. I ain't in your class. So, yeah. I ain't in your class. Now, you offer me a decent spot, I might try it. But otherwise, man, I ain't in your class, dog. Now, I can get a motherfucker that's in your class, man. With the grudge. Yeah. Matter of fact, what you want to do with Leroy? What you want to do with Leroy? Damn, where the grudge go?
He can't do nothing with that mob. He said he needs a spot. There's a competition right there.
No, he's talking all that bullshit. What do you want to do with Leroy? Yeah, he's talking all that bullshit, trying to, you know, lock in your street cars and all that shit. No, we ain't got no time for that. We're going to get a car of his caliber.
Let me speak to Woodrow.
He done disappeared. Oh, this is Woodrow. What's up? What's happening?
Oh, Woodrow.
Yes, sir. In the flesh, baby, in the flesh. What's happening? I'm listening. You asked for Woodrow. Who he is?
Huh?
I said you asked for
Woodrow.
Here he is. Here he is. What's happening?
Woodrow in the flesh.
Yes. What's happening? What's happening? I'm listening. I'm waiting.
Woodrow, who you trying to lock in now?
I ain't trying to lock in nobody.
Oh, okay.
I got a couple of lock-ins already. I ain't trying to lock in nobody. But you got motherfuckers on the line talking that shit, trying to, you know, I guess call me out to a degree, but, you know, they trying to pick on the weak. And I get it. You know, that's their job.
So wait a minute, hold on, you know, man. Did they throw Doctor?
Oh, for sure, without a doubt.
Gotta call him out now. Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he ain't nobody to call out. He ain't nobody to call out.
Gotta call him out now. He's trying to throw Doctor, you know.
Hey, the nigga can't even take care of his horses, man. All right, them motherfuckers sick. They on steroids. They all fucked
Come
up
on,
over
man.
There. Yeah, I heard they named that hair, just on top of hair. Yeah, I just heard they all.
Wait, what are you saying? The horse got alopecia?
Yeah, they lose the hair. Yeah. It's like, yeah, like horses. Like you're supposed to shave them and, you know, do everything on a, I guess, to a degree, a monthly basis or whatever.
That's some of your shit, Davy Crockett.
A little bit. I haven't gotten that far
livestock.
Yet. I do more of the fishing than the hunting.
Livestock.
No, I don't fuck with the livestock like that. Yeah, now you talking about shooting deer and fishing? Yeah, that's what I do. But as far as taking care of them mangy ass, stinking ass horses, yeah, that's what that nigga do. And he ain't doing that too well. I heard the people was at his motherfucking barn trying to take his goddamn horses. Now, that's what I heard. So I don't really know, though. But, you know, that's what I heard.
I had a man, no, not yet. Not yet. I had one. A little cheap one. A little rubber cone on their foot. Right. Yeah. Hey, I fucked up once. You got some fucking rubber cone on there.
Hey, Big Eddie.
Hey.
Yes, sir. You can continue on with the show, brother. You can continue on with the show.
They got to be minute. You want me to keep up with
them? Hmm.
Man, it's crazy.
That nigga with the mangy ass horses ain't talking about shit. You can continue on with the show, Eddie.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Oh, show.
Yes, sir.
Excited, man, and man, can't wait.
No, no. Hey, Nick, where you at? Nick, where you at? Hey, Nick, where you at?
Yo, what up?
What up, dog? Hey, man.
Not much. What
up?
What
you do with the grudge? What you do with the grudge? Head up. You run the grudge head up.
Yes.
Where that mangy ass nigga at that's taking care of the mangy ass horse? Where he at? Where he at, man?
Damn it, he can save his motherfucking dollars on the fucking that damn thing. All of them be like that?
He gone, Bravo. Let him go.
Yeah, he gone. He need to be. He need to be, because he ain't on
shit. Find some more questions, man.
Mm-hmm.
When is Bobby Cole around?
Yeah, he ain't on shit.
Man, Bobby Cole got a hell of a lineup on the weekend and everything real well.
Oh, yeah.
I can't sleep.
A decent lineup. I'm going
to be in there.
A decent lineup.
That's
it. That mangy ass dream on shit. You need to put him on them dumb ass horses.
I got a good little 2 hours, though. I got a good little 2 hours. But you know what I did? I drank that motherfucking 100% chamomile tea. With no chamomile, it relaxes you. I'm
drinking
a glass of that. And then
I'm talking about shit.
Put
his
ass on mute, Eddie.
I don't know who that is, man.
It works. Well, I know.
Let me go look for him.
Yeah, go look for him. They ain't talking about shit.
Mudbone.
Damn, did he shut the show off?
No, he didn't.
Hello. He found his man then.
Yeah, sound like the rhetoric ended. I don't hear no extra voices and none of that shit.
My cruise and shit. Put your glove back on the door. The cruise that on his mother.
Oh, on the door. Is it on off right now?
Flopper.
What up, bitch?
Not much. What up, that damn crazy ass fuck?
What a joke.
I don't know. I talked to him earlier.
You told him we were rolling.
Yep. Still here.
That was on him. Oh.
That sounds like Mr. Peepop.
Well, girl,
what is
now? Oh, man, not Bebop. Bebop, you on the line?
I could be wrong.
Marvin, that's crazy. You don't even know you was talking to your own goddamn driver. Something wrong with you, man.
No, I ain't heard Bebop.
Bebop, that's who you was talking to earlier.
Hell no, that wasn't no Bebop.
That was Bebop that asked you who you drawing on now.
Exactly.
No, I didn't hear that.
You talked to him.
You
did.
You answered him. You told him you got some man in
I didn't hear what's wrong with him, man.
Hey, man, what's wrong with this nigga, man?
You know
it, hey, you need to stop that shit,
I didn't hear Bebop.
That nigga drunk, man.
Stop. Well, say what you want.
That's who called you Woodrow.
Yo.
I heard Woodrow. I heard that.
That was Bebop, motherfucker.
I wasn't.
Man.
Well, don't worry about it. I'm going to get on his ass because, I ain't heard none of that.
That shit must be good.
Oh, hey, boy,
that shit real good.
That shit got you having out-of-body experiences. Hell no.
Hey, you ain't lying about that, boy. That's some good goddamn shit there, partner.
No siree.
Oh, yeah.
Keep that to yourself.
Hey, hold on, gentlemen. Hey, Vic, let me say something. Yeah. Hey, motherfucker, to you, nigga, that just sent me that text, you know what you can do, because I'll get on your motherfucking ass, too.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Talking about monitoring. I'm keeping my wonder and bent over, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
That's Flop.
Hey, Flop. Don't get on that shit like you did last night now. Y'all leave Flop alone, goddamn.
Come around every goddamn thing. Hey, my man come around every time. It's an eclipse once every 10 years. Want to tell me what he's doing. Stop this shit, sir. Since you listening to me. You don't text to say, how you doing? Fuck you or kiss my ass. Now you're on this motherfucker talking about a motherfucking show.
Send me some help since you're monitoring me,
nigga. I'm in bad shape. Send me some financial assistance.
Hey, man, you can stop talking like that. Talking about fucking me.
No. Send me some motherfucking bread.
Nigga, you can't fuck me. Your money ain't big enough.
Bread.
Your pocket in critical condition, nigga.
Yeah, no, nigga. See, I know I'll bring your motherfucking ass off of mute. And hey, if I'm still ain't gonna know who you are, motherfucker. But you could have sat quiet like you've been doing for the last 6 or 8 months.
Fuck.
Everything else, some of it. We need to go to. I need to go by. Thanks for that.
Man, we should have did that right there.
Right,
you know,
it's a goddamn
Stone Park police station.
Perfect. Right, we can go right here.
Sound like they got
that big
hole. Now you telling all this big talk. I picks up on it all. All you have to do is mute your mic. I promise you, you could still hear us, and we wouldn't know none of your business. Now, see, you all right with me, motherfucker, but this is the environment where I thrive. I'm a motherfucking king over here. Welcome to my world.
Thank you for the invitation.
You're so welcome.
Did I hear the toe tag on the microphone thing this evening?
What's happening, B-Bob?
Hey,
man, your motherfucking employer didn't even know you was talking to him, man. What the fuck is going on, man?
Hey, man, I ain't checked the voice.
Hey, I said, where did Mr. B go? B-Bob. Oh, I didn't hear him on the phone. Vic said, nigga, you was just talking to him.
You been drinking, Woodrow?
Hey, B-Bob, I stay drinking, man. I heard the Woodrow, but, you know, I ain't think it was coming from you.
Man, you had a full motherfucking... I had a full motherfucking conversation with that man. Didn't even know who the fuck he was talking to.
Damn, so didn't.
You still all right with me, Marvel. You my guy.
Oh, without a doubt. Hey, it's all
you
to the good. I didn't catch your voice. You probably
see,
just got out of here or whatever.
Oh,
see,
man.
Need,
not the senile dysfunction.
Yes,
sir. You'll be doing something stupid. They chose that last.
Yeah.
But you were talking to somebody on the phone a little while ago. He's quite a bit more man than you is. His people is. 1294.
Who? You talking about Drake?
Yeah.
Man, I get Drake fucked up. Drake ain't no. He said he's talking about running the gold boot. Man, stop it.
The one down there on Midwest and Road.
Like Elmer's Road.
Oh, I thought you were still trying to go to.
Yeah, I am.
That's Midwest and Roosevelt.
I probably was another. No, I feel first.
The closest one?
Yeah.
Oh, man, not Lombard. 5 minutes from.
What's going on, Mr. Kidd?
Well, I'm Bebop.
Ain't nothing going on, man. Goddamn Woodrow got me working. Got these boys talking that fly shit to me.
Bebop.
Goddamn pull that fly swat out.
Yeah, well, you know how Woodrow
Bebop.
Is, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, what's wrong with
you? I got a question.
Suffer from
hey,
the senile dysfunction. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on
hey,
with
kid.
It.
Yeah.
Chime in as needed. Mr. B, if I gave you a pair of channel locks, some vice grips, and a couple screwdrivers, do you think you could take apart a 959?
Hey, man, don't start that shit, Flop.
Oh, man.
Flop,
do you
don't
think
start
you
that
a,
shit tonight,
upon
man.
A 959 cubic inch nitrous motor?
No, sir. No, sir.
Listen, I like to know by name who told you they could do this.
Hey, Flop. Go your ass.
I'd have to take that to be an automotive. Take that to be an automotive.
Hey, he said taking apart, he know a young cat to take apart a 959. He didn't use those tools, but like it was something special. Like it's different from taking apart a 632 or a 355 or something.
Oh, 327.
Anybody could take it. Yeah, in fact, take it apart.
Not necessarily, Flop. You got to check the compression before you take it apart.
Oh yeah. With them valve springs that go to 8,500 RPMs.
Okay, listen. I just want to know. I want to know the name of the young man that said that he could do that.
Oh man, he's not.
But he's an older gentleman.
He's not a young man, and he ain't small either. He's a big guy.
Yeah,
hey kid. Don't y'all start that shit tonight. I'm getting off this motherfucker.
He's gonna try to talk to me.
Y'all poking that motherfucker back. Y'all trying to wake him up. Oh, shit.
Man, motherfucker, that nigga would go to his ass tonight, too. With his stacking ass.
You got to be somebody special to take a motor apart. You got to be special to take a motor apart. Lord, how much?
Right. You got this goddamn, some showing up cool engineer. If I show you this,
yep.
And you look at this motherfucker.
Oh, don't say, what
this,
kind of engineer? Hold on, what kind of engineer?
Cool engineer.
Cool engineer.
Say that again for that nigga that you're hanging around. Hey, say that again for that nigga that was hanging around talking to you. He'll know what I'm talking
man.
About.
Coon engineer.
Yep.
Where the hell are you from?
Keep running Mississippi.
Okay.
My.
O'Rory over there.
That mother radio somewhere.
Going up. Yeah,
who is that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Slow down.
Well, you
sharpened
and had it
where
I wouldn't
tuck
it.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
You gotta check the compression and last the valve before you take it loose.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's them valve spring with them pressures up to 8,500 RPM. Spring pressures and shit.
Hey, I remember having a conversation like that with a kid. He was telling me about Stevie. And I said, Nuck, man, you all right. Now, why would you tell that blatant-ass lie? I said, how do you suppose the motor going to run when he get it? I said, he can put it together, but fine enough, we're going to get the rattling the can on because he never done seen no shit like that. Is you crazy? You can't do that, man. Listen, I saw a dude a few years ago. I tell y'all who it was. It was an old chicken with the El Camino up here. The yellow El Camino, like the stereo.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I went over there, and they was in the garage over there, and they were fucking around, and I think them putting bearings in a big block. They didn't drop the bearings on the ground, and he wiping them off. I said, hey, man, how you suppose that thing gonna run? He said, what do you mean? I said, you dropping the critical parts on the ground, and you ain't cleaned that shit up, boy. That thing ain't gonna run,
man. Not the clearance.
He took his shirt and wiped it off. I said, shit. Now you, this is why I said, a nigga under the hood car is no good. Y'all got this motherfucker down to nothing.
Now he done put,
and you putting the
now he done
in
put,
it?
He already got dust and grit. Now he got lint on the motherfucker fairing it.
And dropped that motherfucker down in the garage. I'm telling you, that garage look like Sanford and Son out there in the yard out there.
Well, if you got good clearance, it won't bother none.
Yeah, you're right.
Put him a good oil filter on it. It'll get all this shit.
It'll collect all this shit.
Hey. Southern Saving LLC. Now, over the years, I've been hanging around a vast amount of garages, and you would hear the goddamn ninja say that same stupid ass shit. Just check. Just make sure it got a good oil filter on it. You crazy.
Yeah.
Make sure you got one of them good frames on it.
Oh, man, stop that motherfucker clean up.
I've
seen some guys put motors together in some places that they ain't had no business to it. Then we had a situation. We went to a professional, and I know he's a professional, but he had to have been getting high or something, man. Something was bothering him. We goddamn had a 632 fresh. We load this motherfucker up. Me and Tweets goddamn spent our last motherfucking money. We headed to Hattiesburg. We get out of Hattiesburg. I fire this motherfucker up. I'm headed to the water box. I hear some. I said, wait a minute, man. That don't sound right. I said, Sweets, is everything tight on the front? Oh, he Scooby-Doo me. I said, what the fuck
yeah,
you
yeah,
don't
yeah.
know?
That's Big Sweet for you.
I said, listen, yeah, that's Big Sweet. So I said, maybe he didn't tighten something up. I said, fuck it. We even came down. I need to shake this thing down.
Uh-huh.
Well, I shook that motherfucker down as quick as I can get off the gas on that top side down there squeaking with the squeaking horses. I said, motherfucker's spinning the banner. It's spinning the banner. I'm walking. That's something that's got to be spinning the banner. Show it shit. That's something spinning the banner. I went around and went 940. I said, this image ain't doing nothing on muscle. Something wrong. Something definitely wrong. He said, ain't that right? I said, hey, man, is you crazy? You know what kind of money we just put together? This shit ain't right. It's way too slow. He said, call him on the phone. I get the man on the phone. And first thing the white boy said, what y'all done? I said, ho. What the fuck you mean what we done? You assembled this motherfucker. We do, goddamn, we bolted the headers up to it and set it off in there. What do you mean? I said, look here. I told him what he wanted. He said, something got to be wrong. Get it back there. It didn't spun a bearing. So I know what a nigga going to do with that bullshit to him in his garage. He's building a motor.
Mm-hmm.
This fucker got all every tool known to man in the motor still fucked up. A ninja.
Hey.
You got to have that emery cloth when you are putting them together.
He said, Teddy.
Hey, kid, don't nobody know about this, man. Don't nobody know about this.
A whole lot of
shit.
Teddy.
Oh,
shit. Teddy.
Mr. Flop, how you doing?
I'm doing fair. How about yourself?
Man, a nigga still kicking, just not as high.
Oh, man.
Well, you, sir, can call me Vincent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, I didn't know we used government names on this line.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, but after you said what not to call you, I names, I'm changing mine too. You can't, don't call me Flop no more.
Well, I can't call Kid either.
Mm-hmm. You can call me anything, just don't call me late for dinner.
It's Mr. Larry to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Larry. Hey, Flop, he ain't figured out who he talking to yet.
I know he gonna figure it out.
Hey,
a lot of them don't know who you are.
Yeah. And some of them know me. But that's understandable. Sometimes I get up and look in the mirror and I ask myself, who is this motherfucker here?
Well, you got that right.
You know, some days If I had to look you here, I'd question that shit, too.
Oh, man.
No, hey, man, don't hate on me because I'm good looking.
Okay, I won't.
Oh, Southern Savior, what they got going on down there tomorrow? Holly.
I don't know. I could not tell you.
Going on down well.
I got that other
Holly Springs.
That other little spot.
Oh, they got something going on in Holly Springs?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Shit, I don't know.
About call
not that I know of on a Saturday. On a Saturday, nothing that I know of.
Yeah.
Da 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 da. Now there's another spot that new. Well, it ain't new. It's newly renovated. That spot be open like on Friday night.
Oh man, not the junkyard.
No, you talking about basketball?
Yeah.
Okay. You been over there yet?
And they be They be prepping down there, but I done heard some things from some decent people that say, you know, the potential is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we gotta get a health inspector and no, we gotta go do the detour. Yeah, so right here. And get Memphis Motorsport back open, because man, that's a hell of a motherfucker spot going down the drain. Went down the drain.
Shit, I was over there the other day.
I don't think they're holding that back up.
Nothing, man.
No.
Mm-mm.
The longer it sits, the worse it gets.
Mm-hmm.
True.
They done sold the bleachers from the round-to-round track and all of this stuff. And I don't know what
it just can't keep these motherfuckers that's open.
Grass growing up through, so of course it would need to be repaved and whatnot.
Yeah. If you got grass growing up through that concrete and shit or whatever.
A hell of a spot. What happened with the motherfuckers?
Yeah. You know, I used to run 250 out there. I didn't even have to deploy my parachute.
Oh, man.
Man, a hell of a spot, man. I'm talking about you take the brakes off your car.
Mm-hmm.
Mean ass spot. Just like, ain't no too much different up here at 66. Man, please.
Yeah, you got plenty of stopping room at 66.
Take all the brake assembly off your car. That mother, you damn near stop it like Fred Flintstone up there.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn, 66. Kid, you a bad motherfucker.
Motherfucker can't stop at 66. You don't need to be racing.
I said, where you at, kid? He said, shit. The question is, where you at? I'm where I'm supposed to be. I said, I'm walking up now. Goddamn, come on. I'm right here.
Mm-hmm.
You talking about
how much stopping room they got at 41? How much stopping room they got at 41?
Oh, they got good stopping room out there. I don't know how.
It ain't no 66 or no goddamn Memphis is, but they got good ass stopping room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what's the nearest airport? Because I'm gonna be landing a jet though.
Oh man.
A jet down through that motherfucker.
Midway.
Midway.
Oh yeah, I need to contact them and let them know.
I would tell you Gary Airport, but you might fuck around getting mugged over there.
You can't do that, man. Vic on the phone. Don't do that, man.
I just thought about that, man. I'm sorry, Vic.
Hey, watch what you say, my kid.
I'm sorry, Vic.
It ain't that bad, goddamn. It ain't that bad.
Hey, Vic,
back in the day,
I used to mess with old Gary. I used to hear those stories about Gary. She said, come over to Gary. We can go to a little spot I know and get. All the time I was thinking, man, I done tipped off and be jumping out, motherfucker.
Look, pick me up and
fuck me up over here in Gary.
I'm glad I got y'all on this goddamn phone. Was US 30 in Gary, Indiana, or what town was it in?
It used to be Gary a long time ago. It was actually Maryville, and then they annexed it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And made it Hobart.
Right. Okay. Because I saw something on Facebook.
Right.
I was trying to clear it up.
Yeah. All that land used to be Gary. Maryville was Gary a long time ago, and they took all that, annexed it.
Right.
So tell me about this. So what about Valpo?
Valpo was Valpo. That's further east.
East, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's east.
Mr. Kidd, I come through there not too long ago, but it was too late. I should have spun off up in there, but I had all that trailer and shit. Just take a look, see what's going on. But
oh, what, hole 30?
Yeah, ain't nothing left.
Not
ain't nothing left.
Ain't shit left up in there from what I heard.
It ain't left. It ain't nothing left. You can't even see the HRA sign no more.
Yep.
That's where
watch
I grew up
now,
at, right
what
there.
What you know about the HRA now?
Hey, man, that's see, where I grew up at, B-Buck.
You know, Jerry rolled back there a few years ago. Yeah, I know.
No, I grew up there. That was the real deal. See, I didn't get to see street racing. I wasn't really involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Until the later years. But racing, hey, I've been going to US 30 since I was 7 months old. Shit.
But
yeah,
you
I
know
got,
the best part? The best fun we ever had from out there at US 30, Vic, is when we was coming back to Chicago, goddammit, and crossing that motherfucking little lake out there. That motherfucker was flying across that lake, and they would call that the flying mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to interject and say that you would come to 30 to see a motherfucker run on the skyway or the street because they going to bruise some shit so tough. Fuck what happened at the track. Now it's going to be on
yep.
the street. Odd.
Right.
Where the fuck the kill born? Back on the street. Like ain't nothing like this. Like they ain't went to the track at all.
Yep.
Yeah.
I got very vivid memory about that, man. Them goddamn
hey.
Tow bars and shit and taking the drive
hey.
Shafts out and putting the,
yes,
the slim
mm-hmm.
tires all the way around the car. Here they come.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my old man had one trailer. My daddy had a trailer. That trailer took 3 or 4 cars to the track a night.
Damn.
Because, I mean, Gary was right there. It only took the track
yeah.
wasn't but 15, 20 minutes from my house. So
yep.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that,
it was
hey,
about,
we used to have a workout.
It was about
dude.
40 minutes from Chicago, goddamn it.
Yeah.
You tow one out there and go back to Chicago and get another
get
and tow it out there. I
back.
Said, boy,
yep.
you motherfuckers a trip.
Yes, sir.
Hey, kid, I'm
hey.
Going to fuck you up.
What?
Old Mimi. Old Mimi.
Yep.
You talking about,
what about old
motherfuckers outside, man.
Oh, yeah. Mimi was a bad man.
Hey. Hey, I'm hey kid. Remember the Rock and Fifi days, old Junior Griffin, though?
Yep.
Yes,
yep.
sir. Old Rock.
Yes, sir.
Henry?
Old Clamps, baby. Old Clamps.
Clamps.
Don't forget
Clamps.
Oh,
yes,
watch out now, Big.
Hey, Mr. B, I got pictures
yeah.
from them cars all back then.
Mm-hmm.
Say what?
You ain't know nothing about no camera.
Shit. I wasn't taking the pictures. I'm talking about I got pictures that my
you,
daddy
man.
Them had. Yeah, you good. I got the books.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still got pictures from back then. Yes, sir. Oh, the countdown? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I wish I still had
watch
some
out,
of them. Yes,
watch
sir.
Out, but see, this is when I said, well, how could you give out these Lifetime Achievement Awards and legendary and all this shit? Stop it now. Come on now. You got to put
hey.
Something together now.
That's
a whole,
real history.
A whole lot of people deserving of that shit. A
yes,
whole
sir.
Lot of
that's
people.
Real history.
It
that's real history.
History.
Yes, sir. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, I got pictures of... of what you call it, Cadillac, with them those spokes on it, with the tire on the back and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
CWs.
Yep.
Sitting in the staging lanes.
Yep.
When you just said that, you made me think about an Excalibur you used to have, kid. When Big
yeah.
said that.
Kid. Y'all done
yep.
woke me up. I was asleep. I heard him say something about US 30. I can talk now.
Is that Riley?
Raylo.
Oh, Raylo. Yeah.
Hey. I was just listening. Now I can talk
about it. Hey, that was the day.
But I was just getting ready to say, if you want to know about any picture, goddamn it, contact Raylo. He got all that shit.
Victor.
I got a bunch.
You bad,
yes,
motherfucker,
sir.
You. I'm finna fuck you up. You might remember, you might don't. But I know these other two gentlemen gonna remember. Alex and Kathy.
Yep.
Kathy
Alex
Brown.
And
Brown.
Kathy Brown. Yep.
Alex and Kathy Brown, 6667 Nova, called Brown Eyes.
Yep.
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Yeah. I just heard she
yes,
had passed away, Mr. B. I just heard she had passed away. Yep.
No,
I didn't
know that.
Away. They've both been passed away.
Yeah.
Right.
Both of them passed away a long time ago.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Old Brown Eyes.
Yep. One of the cleanest motherfuckers 67 Novas you ever wanted to see.
Telling you, Mr. B, that's where I grew up at, man. I was there. Hey,
I'm gonna be quiet, Vic, that's how you gonna try to put it together. You gonna stop fucking with me, cause you gonna think about some shit that I just said.
Nah, you good? That's history. That's real history. That.
Shit. Mr. Magoo.
Yep.
Twins.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The Everett boys.
Kathy drove to Mr. Magoo car after Jerry McGuire passed all the way. Kathy drove the car.
Yeah.
Right before he passed away, she drove for him.
Yeah, Dick Messino.
Dick Messino.
Hey,
I'm going to tell you this. Chris, when we was younger, we used to run around the track together and stuff. I'm telling you, dude, I lived at U.S. 30.
You were who, Chris Messino?
Uncle Louie.
Yeah. You, goddammit.
Uncle Louie, B.
Uncle
yep.
Louie.
Yeah.
Freddie's Toy, Freddie Garcia.
Yep.
All of them, man, dude.
The
White News, the Megan Bacon Face.
Can't be looking at them names.
The boy, shit.
I'm going to drop another one on you. High voltage.
Short circuit, hard time, short
no
time.
Yeah.
No big thing. Banana split. Oh.
What was the Yellow Thunderbird? Yellow Thunderbird.
Oh, Yellow Fever.
Mazine Putlow, that was Gene Putlow.
There you go. Yellow Fever.
That's the charity man. Old Putlow.
That's right.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen,
Tom Slick.
I just thought about
Tom
some shit.
Slick. All that
Tom
shit.
Yep.
You got it right. Listen,
some kind of dangerous.
I can't recall too many.
Some kind
what
of dangerous.
What you talking about, old Shouty? every car can remember.
Shouty losing his memory.
That goddamn TSI.
Don Stanley.
Yep.
That was a trans man. Now.
What no goddamn mean?
Bad son of a gun.
Up on Elson Avenue.
John Stanley.
Yep. If anybody
you
had a trans, goddamn, 9 times out of 10, it came from Don Stanley.
You better know it.
But Don Stanley was after what's called a rack. I know. Hydro Bob.
Yeah, Hydro Bob. Hydro Bob was around.
Yeah.
On Stony Island Avenue. That's where Don Stanley come from. The Hydro Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Then he moved over on South Street on the north side.
The landlord.
Boy, Donnell, no. You do South.
Yep,
the
landlord.
Midnight Raider.
Calvin Hart.
I hear you.
Yeah, payback. That was payback, baby.
I ran to his son about 2 years ago. I was over there in the alley with Cushman, and he come through there, and the man started staring. I said, what the fuck this dope fiend looking at? That man said, my daddy used to race. I said, race what? He said, he had a Malibu, 65.
Yep.
And I said, what color was it? He said, reddish. I said, wait a minute, I know who your daddy is. I said, what your last name is? He said, Hart. I said, yeah, I know your daddy, Calvin. That nigga looked at me. I ain't never seen you, nigga. How the fuck you know my daddy? I know your daddy.
Hey, Mr. B, I'm telling you, man, hey, that's where I live.
Austin and Tony Benson, Joe Penny.
Paul Catone had a car called that little
Bonza called for sale because he was always selling shit. That's how he started.
Mm-hmm. Bad motherfucker.
That's where the name came from.
For sale.
Yeah.
Always selling
he
stuff.
Gets it. Right now today, everything he got is
everything
for sale. Right now
today. Exactly.
Hey, Raylo, I got one for you. Flight 427.
Blue Nova, Navy Blue 69 Nova.
You motherfucking right. Don't
the Black
hey,
Viking.
Put your fingers in your ears. This is a little too much for you. The Black Viking.
What was the boy's name that had the Black Camaro? Fuck. 68. The 68, I think it was. Damn. Him and his old lady used to be together all the time. They had a Black Camaro.
Oh, you talking about Andre. Andre.
Yeah,
Harris.
There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go.
Black
yep.
Jack.
Black
yep,
Jack.
Black Jack.
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
He's still racing. He got a top sports in the right now.
Yeah,
the gangster.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
gangster?
That's Andre Harris.
Yeah, the gangster.
I'm
hey,
out of the,
hey,
I'm out of the
man,
cannon. Hey,
you
I'm out. I'm out of the cannon camp, the watch out crew. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you
got
out of the goddamn
man.
John Cannon. Bad
man,
motherfucker.
Hey, that was my godfather,
God,
man. I lived with
God
that man.
That goddamn Kelly from over there in Gary.
Walt. The Kellys. The Kellys. It wasn't just a Kelly.
Yep.
The Kellys. The Walt Dollar,
yep.
Man, I'm telling you.
Prentice Kelly.
Hey.
Prentice Kelly.
Prentice, yeah. All of them.
007
Pinto.
That's what he had. 007
Pinto. I got one for all y'all.
Come on here, Brian.
Hard Times.
Oh, Hard Times.
Yep.
Rich
Suzak. Rich Suzak.
He 41.
The Heat Zone Camaro. The Heat
yep.
Zone. Big Ed.
Hey, Raylo,
Big Ed boy.
You ain't never lie, because you know what? I seen them last year, I think, with them boys got that car tighten up, the old Camaro.
No, his son got a
mm-hmm.
Jackster. Rick, his son
yeah.
got a Jackster.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a 66 Chevelle that he be running.
That's right.
66
blue.
Or 7. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah,
hey Rick.
Man. Yeah.
Vicky, you got Herman Jackson.
Herman Jackson, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, my daddy
Herman
used to drive him.
Put a handle on that, Herman Baby Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
Herman
indeed.
Baby Jackson, that's what they call him.
Joe Ryan. All of them, man.
Yeah, Joey Ryan.
Man.
Damn.
Yeah.
What was his name with the Camaro?
Oh,
used
Chevy.
To be with Herman Jackson all the time. Shit.
Marshall Jackson.
Clayman.
Yeah.
Clayman.
Clayman.
Yeah,
Clayman. There you go. Clayman. Yep.
That's Charlie Clay.
Them
from
people.
Gary. My daddy used to drive for Charlie Clay.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
No, buddies.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you, man, this day, you started talking about U.S. studying. Hey, that was my life.
Mm-hmm.
I lived that life. I wasn't
this,
on the streets like that.
Watch this. And this ain't no stage joke. I got 200 countdowns in plastic. Look like new.
Yeah.
200.
I wish I had some of them still.
This is the honest to God truth. I got over 200 issues of Countdown magazine in plastic
right.
sleeves.
I believe.
I don't allow my wife to get close to him. Hey, watch it over there. They don't get over there too close. Get back now. Don't be over there too much throwing something. Get back. I'm hollering at
them
over there.
Hey, wasn't too many.
Hey, that's what I was telling, like, when we was on the phone, I said, I had called you about a couple months ago, and the wife was saying, Raylo ain't nothing. I said, well, how the fuck you going to say that, man? You tripping. For real. You fucking
right.
tripping. You couldn't whoop him. I said, boy, throw your motherfucking ass clean up, boy. Come on, some goddamn Skylark with a Cadillac motor in it. Boy, you couldn't even have luck. You couldn't fuck with no Raylo. Them people was having money. Raylo ain't had none. I said, boy, you must got your mouth on that goddamn truck exhaust and inhaling that shit. You crazy.
Oh, man. Not Dwight. Come on, man. Not Dwight.
Man, that man, he was saying some stupid ass shit, man. Raylo ain't had nothing. I said, boy, you crazy as fuck.
Hey, Mr. B.
I said, they had every new car I could think they had. And they had all kind of muscle cars in the world of wheels. Dwight, you had some nice shit, but, boy, you weren't going out there on 59th Street. They'd have raped you. He'd have been in jail a long time ago.
for rape.
Yep.
Boy, you better stop it. About what they did. I said, boy, they had a boot that goddamn Raylo and them had, him and Wayne, that they would have tried your motherfucking ass. They would have fucked you up because they had what they needed. Trust me, they were going to get it. He wasn't. And I said, boy, stop it, man.
Hey, Mr. B, to this day, my old man still got both of his cars that he ran at 30.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Had an Opel.
I tried to get you to bring it to town, Vic. I tried to get you to bring it out. He wouldn't let the car out the garage. He wouldn't let you get it or something.
My old man, he was supposed to come. He one of them guys now that he don't like being around everybody no more.
Yeah,
that makes
sense,
man. It's a lot of guys like that.
His car, that Camaro called the Big Jim, he still got that. You know, I mean, hey. Yes, sir, Mr. B. That's where I came from, baby.
When I come out the suburbs, I come to the west side, and goddamn it, I'm talking about, we was poor, but couldn't tell it that I consumed a lot of crushed pop, a lot of Coca-Cola, and lemon cookies, and all types of chicken and aluminum foil.
Yeah.
I promise you. It was like,
yes,
goddamn it, like my old man had dope money or something. I kept 2-3 go-karts and a mini bike and 4-5 swings. It was always at the racetrack. And kept them chuffed on.
I needed you at 41 Sunday. We was at 41 having the ball out there, me and my brothers and a whole bunch more of us. We went out there a few carloads. And Tony tomorrow, yeah, we was barbecuing that year's 30. I said, man, we ain't know nothing about no barbecuing that year's 30. You better get in that trunk, get some aluminum foil and get that cold chicken out of that sandwich.
He ain't seen no barbecue grill in the US 30.
He was there in the 80s when they closed or something in the days, man. You get in that truck and get your piece of that cold chicken.
Boy, listen, if he had any money, he was over there at the goodie booth getting him a box of popcorn.
I told him there wasn't nobody barbecuing back in the 70s, man, at US 30.
I didn't say that. That was an accident.
Hey, I remember when they had an arcade at the track. Hey, boy, I'm telling you, boy, the US 30 was the lick back in the day. Hey, and one thing about US 30, you didn't know who was going to fall up in there.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You'd be at the
man,
track,
listen,
Dick LaHaye and them come
I
to the track.
Any AHRA meet. That bitch was
packed.
It was packed on a Wednesday night.
Any night you went, it was packed.
The Cavalcade of Star, Funny Cars. Mr. Norm, Chi-Town Hustler.
Yeah.
Roger Lindenwood, Color Me Gone. Man, those were good old days.
Jay's Potato Chip Funny Car. The Dodge Rebellion.
Yep, cool.
Yeah.
What was the other wheel stand of the truck? The little truck, little red wagon.
Little red wagon. The L.A. Strawberry,
one,
or whatever the fuck name was that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hemi Underglass. L.A. Dart.
Yeah. The Hemi Underglass.
Hey, kid, what about that military tank? What about that military tank, kid? Y'all ain't saying about that military tank now.
Hell on wheels.
The semi. The jet semi.
Was y'all out there when the Green Goblin, I think, burnt that house down back there.
Yeah.
Burnt the shit out that motherfucking house.
Burned
that house up
in that semi.
Blow that motherfucking gate down.
Big,
that was an accident, too. I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah.
I got lucky.
You good.
Yeah,
Some people's house on fire. Hey, well, y'all be talking about all the street racing. I can't chime in too much about that.
Yeah.
But when you talking about this here, hey, I can chime in. I know about that.
This is the thing, Big. I done seen so many attitudes and watching motherfuckers and owning my craft off them, so I've seen it all.
Yep.
I seen motherfuckers that don't want to pay. They got the money, don't want to pay. I seen motherfuckers that don't got the money. They can't pay.
Yep.
They out there, they're going to call it, do a jump. ass bit.
Oh,
say,
man,
right.
Not junkyard. Oh,
see,
hell.
Boy, look
here. Oh, boy.
Shit. Dude, look out, old boy.
That old junk rest in
peace. I got old Walton, I got 700
yep.
over here. Listen, junk checked in one night, man. I just had that check in over 3,700. Ain't had one dime in his pocket.
Not one dime.
Oh, Ogden and Carl. I mean, old Damon and Fulton. I said,
yep.
Goddamn, junk said, what the hell, old boy? He done pretty good. She said, wait
yes,
till he licked up.
Yes, sir. Goddamn,
hey,
junk y'all and diamond, man.
Hey, Raylo, you can't leave one out. The burn, Everett and Wisdom
the
will burn. The twins, baby.
Yeah, the twins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the twins. Yep.
The
burn.
70 boo with some 1600s hanging out the side of the quarter panel.
Oh, man.
Call Everett.
Yeah, the burn boys.
The boys had
well,
this. They were the first
y'all
up big time.
Y'all can't leave Big Richard out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, Big Drag was
not the legendary. The legendary.
Yeah.
Yes,
sir.
That was called
with them people, man.
Big Drag. He named his cop Big Drag.
Mm-hmm.
Big Drag. GTS Express is the Big Drag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the day.
He couldn't have been no more than about 17 years old when he had that cop. About 17. Dad about 17.
Yeah, he was young then.
Rick, I done seen him pull some shit, man. Intimidation of motherfuckers in one call. He pointing that finger, talking slick to them older cats out there, man. He had some slower shit than would beat them with their fast cars. He was intimidated.
Yep.
He wasn't driving, short shifting cars, spinning the can on. He upped it with the wind. I said, look at this shit right here. Look at it.
Yes, sir.
Man, we had fun in the grandstands, Mr. B. In the grandstands, man. Well, that was some of the best fun in them grandstands, man.
I can remember, Raylo, I got fucked up with that shit. The bug bit me a long time ago. I can vividly remember being on my old man's shoulders while he bit in the stands and handed me the money.
Too old. Yes, indeed. Yep. Oh,
listen. We were doing some crazy shit, because, boy, them bleachers was raggedy as a motherfucker, and that motherfucker was still took a blast. Nothing but that.
you right about that,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, ain't been feeling too well, have you, Mr. B?
Huh?
Yeah, I got rid of you, haven't been feeling too well lately.
Who ain't been feeling too well?
Your man.
To my old man?
Yeah.
Too old, nigga, too old.
He had some gallstone, but he all right.